Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
T-Bone is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in T-Bone.
Bye.
It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
And I'm telling you, if you're a fan of this show, I'm in a special kind of mood today. You may want to call a friend who likes the show if they're not listening and say, listen, this is going to be Common Man's last show today. He's going to go off the rails.
Come on.
I'm telling you, we're one segment in. I can't handle it.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-racket.
Yeah.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. No Common Man today. T-Bone here. Timmy Hall filling in for Man today. Timmy, how are you?
My Bone Man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm ready. We both have today.
Look at us.
Our black and gold on in support of the Columbus Crew, which I love to see. Yeah. Eastern Conference finalists that they are.
I'm supporting them now. They, for the first time ever, their nice team in the media offices sent me over a little package.
Oh, did they?
First time they've ever sent me anything in 11 years here in this market. So I was already on Team Crew, but I'm even more on Team Crew now.
That's good. I like that.
That's how it does. And you send someone a coffee mug, we're friends forever.
I have a
silk scarf that feels good.
You like the
up
silk
against
scarf?
My skin.
Do you like that?
Mm.
You're not wearing it, but you know what? You got the black and gold week shirt on. You got that. That's nice with the state of Ohio logo.
I won't lie. I tried leaving the house a couple weeks ago. I wasn't going to the game or anything, but you know, clearly excited about the run that they've been on and going through the playoffs here. And so I've got like a standard black coat that I've had for years and years. So when the weather dips below 40, that's when I need that coat.
Yep.
And I tried to throw on an old Crew scarf that I picked up at a game. I think it was one of the giveaways at a game years and years ago. It's like a camo themed Crew scarf.
Right.
I tried to rock it and I looked at myself in the mirror and I just said, I don't know if I'm the guy. I don't know if I can do this. I tried.
I see.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that soccer, and I don't know if it was because it was the giveaway scarf. Maybe it wasn't made as nice.
Too stiff
as the $40 or maybe it's a $50 scarf now, but it was a little stiff. And I thought like it needs to lay flat, right? Because you're not like hooking it over like it's a winter scarf, like I'm going out to build a snowman. It's more for like the fashion sense. And I tried. I just couldn't wear it. But I liked receiving it. It's a cool little item for the bar. The soccer scarf? Yeah, it's nice.
Some of them are better to mount. Some of them are better to wear. That's just how that works. Like some of them are made for like actually putting around your neck. Some of them are just made to go up on the wall and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder
mount.
If there's any.
Yes.
that's right. I bet that's right. What I know is this. There are probably someone who has all the free giveaways that like all the local sports teams have done over the years. And I would love to see a picture of it. If you have a man cave or a woman cave or whatever cave you have that has all like your favorite team's giveaways, I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah.
There's hundreds of tchotchkes that the Crew have given away over the years, right?
A tchotchke's not a guy.
No,
that's
no, no,
a thing.
Well,
that's a trinket.
Jen says tchotch. Like that tchotch is someone who's like an idiot. I think, kind of like a douchebag.
Yeah, a tchotch, but a tchotchke could be...
A tchotchke is like one of your free giveaways, I thought. Or like there's swag.
Hold on. Is that the name of the fake restaurant in Office Space? You've seen that, right?
No, it's not.
Flingers and tchotchkes.
Aren't
they competing? Because Jennifer Aniston asks, like, where do I meet you? Like, Flingers or tchotchkes? And he's like, Flingers.
And they have
room,
their pieces of flair.
Yeah, right. Yes, you got to have 17 pieces of flair.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, all I know is I like to collect that stuff, and then I never display it. I should, but I never do. I have some of it, and it ends up getting put in a bin and put away.
Oh, yeah. I like to receive it, and then I like to give it to Goodwill
or to my
father. Because we don't really have the house set up now or a dedicated room to put all that stuff.
You just have all of it up there, yeah.
I would like to see some people tweet in some photos of some of their favorite
Man
free.
And Bone 971.
It's got to be free. It has to be a free sports trinket.
Yeah, I'd love to see some of your favorite sports tchotchkes that you've got, and I'm going to call it that.
You got anything recent or a favorite from the past?
I know I have. I've gotten things from listeners like, so the crew gave out, and we'll get, don't worry, Saturday showcase coming up 3:34, NFL picks, 4 o'clock hour, your chance to play against us, tool of the week, 5 o'clock hour, tweet us those at manandbone971. I do have from a listener who sent me the crew back in 1996, their first year.
Inaugural
season.
They
had the inaugural ticket for that game was a special ticket they did.
That's cool.
And so they had those, and someone who was a listener gave me one of those that was theirs, and they said, hey, I'm just not going to keep it.
Yeah.
I figured you would want it.
I don't know if that can qualify,
but that is a free giveaway.
Someone gave that to you. That wasn't something that they received. You know what? If we're being honest, typically something like this has to have a goofy sponsor name on it.
It does. Usually has to have a sponsor on it.
It's got
to
have a sponsor on it. I can remember growing up the freebie sponsor giveaway at Orioles games would have Esque on it. That's the name of the hot dog product in the East Coast. Eskay.
Oh.
Rimmer would know all about Esque. He probably sucked down a lot of those dogs.
I thought it was S and K. Not S, it's a whole spelled out enunciation of the letters S and K.
No, it's not just the letters S and K. I spelled it for you. Yeah, that's how it said. But if you got like a hat, it would have that logo on it because they were slinging those hot dogs. It's like what's the dog brand that's in Cincinnati's ballpark that's in Great America?
Oh,
Panama Ted?
The Big Red Smokies?
What's the hot dog maker?
Sugardale?
I think Sugardale. Right? Sugardale's here in Columbus, right? It would be like Sugardale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Well, I like that. If you've got some of it, tweet us at manandbone971. Obviously, the crew are getting ready for Hell is Real, so we will talk about that. Cowboys, Teddy's Cowboys got it done against the Seahawks last night. Nice Monday Night Football victory. Teddy,
Thursday, by the way.
What did I say?
Monday night.
Doesn't matter.
Why did I say
matter.
Monday night football? Yes, today's Friday. Last night was Thursday. No, Teddy cares, and he's right.
I'd point out things
like that. It's just a day.
We'll get a million emails about it if I don't say it right. Yes. He's exactly right.
Why would you want to pick that as the thing to fight, though?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, Timmy. There's so much I get wrong on a daily show.
Oh, my God.
Ted's like, I got to pick my battles, man.
Days of the week are not important.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday night football. So, Teddy, I think I have to walk this back. We have often said Dak Prescott, is he a top 5 quarterback? Is he a top 10 quarterback? And we have these doubts. I mean, the way he's playing right now, he's looking like a top 5-ish quarterback in the NFL, right? I mean, he's right there.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the leading candidates for the MVP of the league.
And
that's an exaggeration. That's just real. If you look at his stats, he's been out of his mind this year.
Well, it's the winning, too. It's more so than the stats.
9-3, yeah.
It's the winning. And I guess the question was the competition that they've played in the last 3 weeks, really bad. They've performed really, really well, but you beat the Giants, you beat the horrible Panthers, and you beat the embarrassing Washington Commanders 45-10. I mean, they suck more than anyone in the history of the league, the Washington Commanders.
They are bad.
That's how bad they are. The worst. But Seattle's a good football team.
Yeah.
And that was a wild shootout of a game. Maybe some concerns for your defense in that one, being at home. There were no punts in the game, Bone. I know there was a stat they threw out there on that, if that's the first time that's happened all season or if it's something like the last.
Like it's only happened, six times ever?
In the NFL.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
So it makes sense that it's the first time it's happened all season. Six times ever. That's crazy. But 41-35, fun football game to watch, but it's also not like Seattle at right around 500 looks like a Super Bowl contender. So at 9-3 and with Dak playing the way he's playing, you still do maybe want to see a little bit more just because the history and the aura
Cowboys. Let's be clear what I'm saying. I'm saying right now he is putting up the type of stats that would make you say that's easily could be the best quarterback in the league if we're just looking at the last few weeks. Over the course of the season, I'm saying he has worked himself into the top 5 conversation this year. The big question always is going to be with any quarterback, yes, that's great, but how do you do when it comes crunch time? And Teddy knows that's the measuring stick, and that's, of course, what the entire franchise, every NFL franchise is measured by that, but certainly in Dallas, where they've been close, they've had good teams, they've gotten to the playoffs, they haven't won one, haven't gotten to a Super Bowl and won it since 97 was that the last one?
I think
right?
so. Yeah,
96 was
96. Yeah, oh, God, 96. The Switzer. That was the Switzer one he got after Jimmy left. But yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's
95. Yeah. It was
Ted.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Ted, you'd be proud of me because you know Jack is the Bengal Jack is a humongous NFL fan, and he does his best on brushing up on football history as well because all the little YouTube shorts he sees. He somehow became a big Steve Largent fan. Like, yeah, a 12-year-old lives in Columbus is a big Steve Largent fan, so he was happy about the uniforms. But I told him, I said, I think Jay Novacek was brought up on the broadcast. I asked him, you know, anytime I hear a name like that, I'm of the age as a dad where I will turn to my son and say, you heard of that guy, right? Or if Ocho Cinco's on the screen, I'm like, you know who that guy is? And he's like, yes, you know, I do know, which that's good. But I had to tell him about the dynasty of the Cowboys in the 90s and just let him know how it was the three-headed monster of Aikman and Emmett.
And Novacek.
And Novacek, right?
The triplets, yes.
Yeah, Michael Irvin on the outside. Then, of course, Alvin Harper, the number two wide receiver. And then Jay Novacek at tight end. And then the dudes on the offensive line, Nate Newton and all those boys.
Well, and then, I mean, that's how famous. For people who don't really, maybe you're not of the age where you remember that Cowboys team. Because we have a lot of listeners who are not of that age, who just, they don't remember it. But like, Darryl Johnson, Moose Johnston.
Moose.
I mean, everyone on that offense was famous. Like, every single guy. You knew all their offensive linemen, Nate Newton, all these guys, you knew them. You just were like, their defense, you knew Charles Haley, all these, Dion was on that defense for a bit.
Yeah, Dion at the game last night, yep.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's just, that was at the height of the Cowboys being at their height. And I know there are people who would say, well, go back to the 70s, Roger Staubach. I think the 90s was that.
Oh,
for
come
the Cowboys,
on.
That was where media was finally getting to the level where you was just 24/7. It wasn't internet yet, but you still had all the cable shows, and you had the Cowboys just being ridiculously good. Aikman was a great quarterback. All
and you
things.
Had the guys that called the games.
Oh,
like you
yeah.
mentioned, their TV coverage, and
Madden,
also
Summerall,
it led
yeah.
into it with Summerall and Madden doing all the games.
They were
yeah,
fantastic.
That's where the America's Team stuff came
you
from.
You want to do the impression, Bone?
No, thanks. I'll leave it alone. My Pat Summerall needs work. Murder, what? She wrote. No. So bad. You know what I do? I do have this, though. You can just play that.
Just pop on the Replacements whenever you need to hear some Summerall and Madden.
Oh, yeah.
With Shane Falco. Cracko.
That's not it. It's
Flacco, my Cracko.
That's it. We got the big voice guy to say the phrase. Speaking of that, later in the show, we're going to talk about an NFL player who says he is ready for Flacco, my Cracko.
Oh.
Talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. But next, could conference championship games be going away in college football? Obviously not this weekend. We'll talk about those too, but we'll give you details on what's happening with conference title games. That's next. It's Man and Bone, Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident blocking the left lane on eastbound 270 South Outer Belt at 23. Police and tow are on scene, causing some slowdown. And we have an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 71 north side after 17th Avenue, about a 5-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
No Droopy Sack today, just T-Bone and Timmy. Mike will be back on Tuesday, actually. Don't worry, for those of you who heard earlier in the week where we got in a little trouble with corporate, this is pre-planned vacation. It's all good. This is not him getting rested
or
whatever.
That was weird. That was weird. You guys were
day.
You guys were revved up a little bit.
Well, you know, it's
blowing
through
a break.
Well, you know.
What do you think's going to happen?
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Fish is just going to sit back there. It also like took him out. He's been sick ever since.
I don't blame him.
He hasn't been in the building since that day.
Some people are tweeting the Man and Bone account. He is not serving a suspension. There's no suspension. He's fine.
No.
Actually,
I can tell you because I'm the one that takes in the PTO right now.
Yeah. You pre-approved the PTO for that.
Yeah. He's approved.
Yeah. So we're good. It's fine. He is not suspended. Although if you want to believe he is, he'll be suspended
Monday as well.
Monday. And then right. I'll be suspended Tuesday and Wednesday. So
right.
Just so you know, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
So the Power Four commissioners, I love how we've already just moved on to that, which is true because there's no Pac-12 anymore. I mean, functionally there is, but it's going away. All but Oregon State and Washington State are left. And they may keep the name, but
don't you wonder how that is going to go?
I have no idea
how that's going to limp into the future.
I have no idea what they're going to do with that. But here's the crazy thing. How do you recruit if you're Oregon State or Washington State right now? Obviously, Oregon State just lost their head coach, whatever his name is, to Michigan State. You don't have to remember it. It's fine. You can look it up later.
Jonathan Smith.
Oh, thanks, Teddy.
Jonathan Smith.
Yeah. What a dumb name that is.
Is he a T-Bone, though?
No. He's not a T-Bone.
Why no T-Bone?
Jonathan Smith. I don't know.
He's Coco.
Coco Smith.
Coco Smith. That's right. So I'm just saying, how do you recruit to either of those schools where one, who's on their schedule next year? Like these schedules are done.
That's a real, that's
like, good, I don't know who real, Oregon really State and Washington question. State are playing next year. Usually we know this 7 years in advance where we get these releases that say like, oh,
what do you think
Ohio
the ESPN's things have for right now?
Go see.
Like those are the clubhouses. What's your website where you usually quick check a college football schedule?
I mean, you could just, I don't know. I just Google their schedule and it pops up somewhere.
I'm just going to go, well, okay, the ESPN thing actually stops in the current year. So I'm just going to do Oregon State 2024 schedule.
I bet you it doesn't pop up.
It's fbschedules.com is like the big generic site. Okay. they are playing Idaho State at Eric Reeser Stadium in Corvallis.
Is that the Vandals?
No. That is the
Idaho State?
No, the Vandals is Idaho. Mark Schlereth U.
Okay.
That's Idaho. They play in the Kibble Dome, right?
Oh my
the
God. Kibby How
Dome.
Do you know this?
It's a domed stadium. There's not many in college football.
That's
true. Idaho.
You're right. That's
it's kind
right.
of a neat place. I think it seats about 22,000 or so.
Okay. Okay.
So Idaho State, that is where, fun fact, Jared Allen went.
Okay.
The famous pass rusher for the Chiefs and Vikes. That's August 31st. Then they go to Boise State.
Okay.
On September 7th, Albertson Stadium, the grocery store. And then Saturday, September 21, Purdue.
Okay.
And that's their schedule.
Oh, no.
That's the schedule.
I'm saying, like,
whoa.
How do those schools recruit? Anyway, so their Pac-12 is gone, obviously, after this year for any functional purpose. Whatever that becomes, we will find out.
No, they might just have to play independent schedules because you're right. The name of the conference and the league, they're trying to keep that. Yeah,
yes.
But how are you plucking Mountain West guys? That would be the natural fit. Their TV deals are better than you don't have anything
you have
right now.
You have nothing.
They would probably say you should join us maybe the name will take over.
Maybe you bring the Pac-12 name to the Mountain West
possibly.
And say, now let's redo that deal.
Work out
this
a deal.
The new Pac-12 or something. But yeah. Anyway, so the other conferences, their commissioners were asked, what do you think about keeping your conference title games? Next year, there's going to be a 12-team playoff, which means you're going to have, four rounds of playoff games? Am I wrong?
Yes.
12.
If you play in the maximum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The opening round, and then that gets
opening
you down.
Opening round, quarters, semis.
Yeah, that gets you down to 18.
Championship
then
game.
Four, and then two. Yeah. So, I mean, you got a lot of games to play there. How do you stretch that season out? The answer is, well, what if we got rid of that 13th game? What if you don't have a conference championship? So here's what all the commissioners apparently have said of these conferences. Tony Patini, the Big Ten commissioner, said it's been the right way to do things for a while, talking about the conference title game. But down the road, as the playoff changes, are there other ideas to consider? Yes. Jim Phillips, ACC commissioner, said we're in a period of change and assessment. Conference championships should be assessed. Is it necessary to play a 13th game? So they sound like they're open to not having these games. Meanwhile, if you go talk to the SEC or the Big 12, they seem more likely to want to do it. Brett Yomark, him too, said, from a marketing brand and reach perspective, it's of huge value for us. We look at it as a tentpole event. It's a great game, but also a great show. And Greg Sankey said the title game is, quote, an important part of figuring out, you know, the automatic bids and that the money that's there. I mean, it could generate $40 million.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever Tony Petitti says there, I don't know how you are giving up that kind of money, especially now as you're moving into an era where they're starting to have to share a lot of this. I mean, you could say that some of the money's coming from other outside entities, from these collectives and all that, to pay the players, but for how long? For how long? And this could be a way where you find an agreement to start actually paying the players when you get all this revenue from a conference championship game, which, you're right, does tax you physically, and it's adding more wear and tear on the tires just to play in one of those games. If you're playing in one of those games, then you are certainly moving on. I'd be shocked. I mean, you'd have to have a case of like a Northwestern-ish type of team.
Yeah,
but it can't happen anymore because the divisions are gone. So it's going to be top team, second best team. So they were clearly in a conference like the Big Ten, every single year, both will be going to the 12-team playoff no matter what.
Yeah.
And one might be in that opening round to where you do get the potentially the maximum amount of games. So maybe they can work in that revenue, keep it, but also, well, there's going to be lots of cash in it for you players if you do this.
Right. And I think that would be a reason to keep it. But what's odd to me is that all these commissioners they asked, only Greg Sankey was the one that came close to saying, hey, you know why we also might want to think about keeping these conference championship games, call me crazy, is because we find out who wins the conference with this game. Like,
sort of a big deal, right?
I'm reading all the talk about this, and it's like, well, they might get rid of it because, oh, you know, 12 games, and now you got this other thing, and you got this other thing, and the TV schedules are weird, and but the money's good, and the money this, and the money that, and it's like, those are all good points. The reason we have these was because we kept having years where it's like, well, this team and that team didn't play each other.
And they're both 12-0,
in the conference. What? So they have co-champions of the conference, and we all said, that sucks. It'd be great if they could play each other. Well, good news. That we got conference championship games now. Let's play it. And then it became a TV thing, obviously. It's an extra game. You make money off it. But that's not really the defense of keeping it in this article.
You got to have it. You got to have it. I'm with you. Even if it's a rematch, I think that adds another layer to it. I think that's exciting. I think that kind of blows my mind to even think about it. We haven't gotten to see those rematches, and it would be great.
In college football, we're getting to a place where it's like, hey, who cares about who actually wins these games? Again, I said it earlier this week. It's not about math. It's about vibes. Like, that team is better vibe-wise. Did they lose to the other team on paper?
Right, then how do you
actually
know?
They actually lost on the field, but on paper, we feel like this one's better. Kirk Herbstreit wants that. Herbstreit wants you to bring
We'll have more on that later. Yeah, more on that notion later.
I'm just saying, I think it should matter that the conference championship games help you figure out who the champion is of your conference. Maybe that makes sense. Let's do that. All right, take a break, come back. Saturday Showcase, we will talk about conference championship games. Got a bunch of them lined up tonight and tomorrow. That's all next. It's Man and Bone, Timmy Hall, filling in on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's slow traffic eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71 north, just a few minutes delay, and an accident on the left berm of westbound 670 after 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Saturday Showcase, mere moments away. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. Do not forget, in case you are of, possibly someone who can't listen to the show all the time, all 3 hours, all day, that's all right. We got you covered. Anywhere you get podcasts, just search Common Man and T-Bone. You can find our podcast. You can listen to any episode that we do. There's also the bonus episode on weekends where Ted puts together all the goodies and all the extra stuff. So you don't even have to hear all the crap we do, just the good segments. Anyway, all of that is available wherever you get podcasts, just search Common Man and T-Bone. You can find it on the Fan app and on our website as well. It's all brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy, you ready to go with some Saturday Showcase?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bone present Saturday Showcase.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
All right, we're going to start off tonight in college football. You've got a couple games, but one we're going to highlight here is Oregon and Washington. That is number 5 Oregon versus number 3 Washington. Huskies got them the first time, but Oregon almost a 10-point favorite. Yeah. On this game. I find that a little surprising.
It is. It is a little surprising, and that should have the Huskies fired up, right? Fire in their bellies, because they've been toughing out these wins. I mean, you could say what you want to say about a 2-point victory, but I think that Oregon State team, that environment, that was a good win. I mean, you're playing a top 15 team on the road late in the season, but you talk about the Heisman implications here. Oregon's quarterback, Bo Nix, Washington's quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. The odds right now, I couldn't believe it that Michael Penix Jr. was a plus 1,800 one spot I was looking. And then it was Jaden Daniels second. And then the odds on favorite is Bo Nix for Oregon. Let me give you those Heisman numbers that he's boasting, though. 3,900 passing yards, 79% completion, 39 touchdown passes to 2 picks, add in 6 rushing touchdowns. Bo's been playing college football forever, 3 years at Auburn, now the 2 at Oregon. And a pretty big tidbit there that speaks to his Heisman campaign. He has been sacked just 5 times all year.
That'll get it
right?
done.
That's the fewest.
If you got that type of protection, that's pretty good.
Fewest given up in FBS. And here's another tidbit. Washington, by the way, was the last Pac-12 team to reach the college football playoff field. That was back in 2016. They lost to Bama 24-7 on New Year's Eve.
By the way, a lot of the betting apps, I'm just letting you know this for entertainment purposes only, they will offer you a payout if the guy you have suddenly starts shooting up. I've seen it happen in games, specifically with maybe a wide receiver around these parts, just FYI.
Yeah, I was there at Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, when it happens.
We're watching that, and he went in one quarter of football. This would have been the Michigan State game, where clearly the odds makers had it in mind. We just need to see Marvin put up a bunch of numbers in this game, because we know how good he is.
Right.
But he needs to have some stat padding. And when he did, he went from like a plus 1,400 to a plus 400.
Yeah.
In one quarter of football.
I'm just telling you, if you think Michael Penix Jr. is going to have a good game tomorrow, you might want to look at that 18-1 and then watch during the game and see if he is like just throwing darts left and right. You might want to check and see if they offer you a payout. Little tip from me to you. All right, Big 12 title game tomorrow at noon. That is Texas-Oklahoma State. Your thoughts on that one, Timmy?
Well, I will say I've been a long Sark detractor and didn't think he would take Texas to the promised land. He hasn't yet, but he's gotten them to the doorstep to the playoff, and that's a big step. This is the first time in 5 years Texas has reached this game. They got a 57-7 win, beat down Texas Tech to close down that rivalry, because the Longhorns are leaving, and then everybody's got something to say about them being traitors and leaving. Yep, they are. Oklahoma State is a different story. An early loss at home to South Alabama, and they lost the Iowa State road game the next time out. They were 2-2. Then they just got destroyed by Central Florida 3 games ago, 45-3. They beat BYU in double overtime last week. So it's a weird one. Oklahoma State is a 14.5-point dog. They do have the Doak Walker favorite in Ollie Gordon II, their running back, almost 1,600 yards on the ground. But look for Tavondre Sweat and Byron Murphy II. They're the upfront dudes on the Texas D-line. So that'll be a great matchup, Bone.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. I do think, though, Texas will be able to run the ball on Oklahoma State quite a bit, and that could lead to some big point totals there. SEC title game, 4 p.m. on Saturday. Bama taking on Georgia. Boy, this could get things sideways if Bama finds a way to win this one, huh, Timmy?
Yeah, and we were just going back and talking about it. So you got Bama and Georgia, but how about the Iron Bowl last week? Could you imagine if an Ohio State-Michigan game ended like that? Folks that didn't catch this, I'm assuming most of you did, but 4th and goal from the 31 for Bama. It's either score the touchdown, not just score the touchdown or lose. Simple as that.
Right, right.
They scored the touchdown. Back corner of the left end zone. Unbelievable how that happens. So it's 12-0 Georgia, 11-1 Bama. You know, the loss was to Texas. Let me tell you this about the Dogs' winning streak real quick. They're going for SEC history, looking for 30 in a row. But if you think about it this way, if Bama didn't beat Georgia in that 2021 SEC title game, Georgia would be going for its 49th win in a row.
Oh my gosh.
Dogs went 14-1 in that year and won the national championship over Alabama. They beat them 33-18 as Stetson Bennett and the boys beat Bryce Young and the boys. But that's, so what, 48 out of their last 49 games they've won.
Ridiculous. It's almost too good. In fact, I say cheating. No, I'm just kidding. They're not.
Too hot.
Too hot. That's right, Teddy. Big Ten championship. You're aware of that. I hate to bring it up, but we know who's
in
it.
Sucks.
Not us and Iowa. So not us is probably going to win that one. Is what I'm going to say, Timmy.
I think so too.
Iowa's what, a 22-point dog in that game?
I think so too, Bone. And yes, it's a huge, huge point spread right there. 22 points. You're right. So, you know, Michigan is becoming familiar with Indy. This is the third straight year that they are there, clearly.
That's so gross.
And it hurts. It's painful to be here. But last year, and the teams that they've gotten to beat too, like last year, they beat Purdue. Does anyone even remember that?
Well, I know.
It was a Michigan-Purdue game for the Big Ten championship. And, you know, I don't see any way where the Hawkeyes have enough. They've done this much without an offense.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not going to happen for them.
No, it's not. But what I will say is I do see a way that this game hits. I think the over-under is 34.5.
Where the under could hit.
Oh, yeah.
With Michigan winning 33-0.
Or like 17-3 or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where like I could see Michigan just getting two touchdowns and saying, well, this is over. Our defense will not let them get probably past the 40.
Yeah.
And then maybe all they need is an insurance field goal to make sure, all right, we're good. Even if they get some fluky touchdown, we're still up by 10, so it doesn't matter.
Don't forget the big storyline, though. Jim Harbaugh is back on the sidelines, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's
the big thing.
Tony Petitti is going to have, I'm not saying he's wrong for what he did at all. Tony Petitti is going to hand out this is his first year as the commissioner of the Big Ten, if I'm not right. He's going to walk out on that stage and hand the trophy to the guy he suspended for 3 games. Uh-huh. And that guy is going to have, I'm sure, something to say. And I will watch none of it. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to. Nope.
I wonder what other legends
on Louisville and Florida State.
I wonder what other legends of the game are there. I'm thinking that only like if your school is in the game, like I know Archie Griffin had some role in handing trophies out.
That was with,
but actually, I think Connor Cook.
It was Connor Cook
kind
from Michigan State.
Snubbed Archie Griffin.
Well,
like,
it was
clearly
like
didn't know who he was or what he was doing there.
Whatever it was, Connor Cook thought on that day, doesn't matter who he is, I'm the main, I'm him, as the kids like to say. And just kind of grabbed that trophy out of his hands, like, get out of the way, old man. I got to let the cameras see me. And it's like, no one remembers you. They're always going to remember Archie.
Two Heismans. I mean, I just won the Big Ten championship here.
Right. I don't even know.
This is what matters.
Yeah. He had big pilot energy right there. I don't mean the gas station. I mean, like how pilots, when they're walking through, they're like, yeah, I'm an effing pilot. Yeah, look at me.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Pilots just kind of have that vibe. And I mean that in a good way. But I'm just saying, that's how Connor Cook felt. Was like, yeah, I'm Connor effing Cook.
Calling all pilots pompous, aren't you there, Bone?
I'm saying pilots are very aware of how like awesome they are, is what I'm
saying.
Well,
they do.
They're awesome.
They do fly planes and land them without everybody dying.
I think it's awesome.
How about Sully? Do you think Sully walks around with a pompous attitude? He landed a plane in river.
He should.
Nobody died.
Now, see, I know what Tom Hanks is like playing Sully, and I like that version of
him. He was very subdued. Tom Hanks Sully was very subdued. I'm like, don't look at me. It's fine.
Who played
my job?
Who played Harvey Dent in the Batman? Aaron Eckhart was also good in that. In that Sully movie.
Yes, he was the co-pilot.
First mate or whatever they call it.
First mate.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think that's what they call him. Captain's assistant.
Co-pilot.
Co-pilot. Yeah, whatever. First mate.
Co-captain? Or co-pilot?
I don't think he's co-captain.
Is first mate a thing?
I think it is. You know what? If you're a pilot, tell me
we're wrong. We're not, you know, steering the Mayflower to the new land.
There's a lot of ship terminology being used. I believe that's right. All right. The NFL punished someone for something stupid. You could punish this show for being stupid all the time. We'll tell you what the stupid punishment was this time next. It's Man and Bone, Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
just got an accident on the right berm of northbound 71 on the north side after 670, causing about a 30-minute delay. Things are stop and go from I-70 and some slow traffic on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and East 670. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. What will you find at Macy's Backstage? How about the perfect holiday gifts, just $25 and under, like matching family PJs, fragrant sets, toys, and more. Find the latest trends, new arrivals, and great prices at a Macy's Backstage store near you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. Tool of the Week Friday. You can tweet us your tools at manandbone971. We will have a fabulous prize for you. NFL picks coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Of course, the Columbus Crew in MLS Eastern Final action, Eastern Conference Final action tomorrow against FC Cincinnati. You can hear all that action right here on The Fan. Game starts at 6. I believe our coverage will start at 5:30 with
That's
Chris
right.
Thorne. But yeah, man, this is a big game. And Timmy, I've got thoughts on it. I'll give you those thoughts throughout the show. But one thing I will tell you, all the pressure,
it's on them.
It's on them.
It's on them.
100% on them.
I mean, there's some on the Crew. You're in a conference championship
game. You're trying to
get
to MLS
pressure.
Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But another one. Your jacket's got, how many stars? Is that
the old one has
the
one star.
There should be two stars. Two stars on that thing, but you want three to have three.
Oh, yeah.
That puts you in rare air.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Three, I mean, come on.
I'll tell you what, man. That is a thing. And I'm thrilled if the Crew could get to MLS Cup. They've already exceeded expectations this year, but for FC Cincinnati, they were the best team in the league this year. There's no denying that. They had the best record. Their fans know if they win this game, it's now a rivalry that is on equal terms. If they beat the Crew this weekend, now it's Cincinnati and the Crew kind of have big wins against each other, all that stuff. If the Crew win this one, they question everything. It sends them back. It's like how, to a degree, how we Buckeye fans have been feeling all week because Michigan mm-hmm. has us questioning mm-hmm. everything again. That's what the Cincinnati fans are going to be feeling. And that pressure is on. They will feel it down there. I think it'd be better for them if that game was here. For the Cincinnati players, because when they get out in front of that fan group, it is going to be just raucous situation, and they're going to be so amped up, I can see them making mistakes. The Crew, they're used to that. They'll be fine. They'll be out there. I think they'll be good.
This is big because you got two teams that rise above all the rest in MLS history. The LA Galaxy have 5 championships and 9 appearances.
Yep.
And then DC United, they were a hot team at the beginning.
They won
I think 3 of the first 4,
yeah.
if I'm not mistaken.
And you know who they beat in the Eastern Conference Finals pretty much every year when they did that?
The Galaxy.
Black and Gold. No, the Black and Gold.
They beat the Galaxy in some of those championship games.
But they beat us to get there.
That's right. So, I mean, you win a third, you're right behind the Galaxy and United. There's a few more teams, Houston, Seattle, and Sporting Kansas City all have 2.
Yeah.
San Jose has 2 in just 2 appearances.
Yeah.
So this gets you out of that group.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta relish in those opportunities.
That's why you play, right?
You play Herm Edwards to win the game. You play for championships, and everybody wants another one of those trophies in the trophy case. That puts you right up there. You're an original team back in 96. So to have 3, that's a big deal.
Yeah. The Crew, by the way, have 9 Eastern Conference Final appearances in their history. This will be the 9th.
It would be just the 4th MLS Cup appearance.
Yes, but they've had 9 times where they have been one of the final 2 teams in the Eastern Conference.
So they got experience in this game.
Like, this is not new for the Crew. This is all new for Cincinnati. But anyway, tomorrow, 5:30 start for the coverage, 6 o'clock. If you want to watch the game, you won't be able to unless you have Apple TV Plus, and you have to pay for that. If you want to have it for free, of course, we've got it for you right here on The Fan with great coverage by Chris Dorn, the whole team over there. They do a fantastic job. Crew are going to get it done. I'm not worried. I think we're good.
I think so.
I think so.
It just feels like it's a special ride. You mean you lose your best, one of your best players, one of your two best players in this season.
Yeah.
And they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's good. Now let's talk about this punishment from the NFL. Tyreek Hill was a few weeks ago, you might remember, he had the video, I guess, where he grabbed at a Dolphins game. He ended up grabbing the phone of Kevin Fitzgibbons.
Fitzgibbons.
Right, who is a photographer who was there at the game. After scoring against the Panthers in week 6, Hill took his phone and filmed himself doing a backflip.
I'm pretty sure every NFL fan saw this.
Yes,
in
of course.
Way, this in some way, shape,
viral.
Or form.
Yes,
yeah, this was as viral as viral
yes,
gets.
Right.
Pretty cool, so, too.
Right. So then, that was an unplanned thing, but apparently the NFL did not like the fact that after that, Fitzgibbons was kind of like excited and jumping up and down and seemed like pretty excited for Tyreek Hill. So Fitzgibbons, in this video that he posted, said, "The NFL let me know I would be suspended for the remainder of the season and possibly for good. They said, regardless of if I knew the celebration was coming or not, I still had to be disciplined and that I shouldn't have jumped on the sidelines after the play." Mm. So Hill was penalized for using a prop in that celebration. But he went on to say that he felt bad about this and that he wanted to do something nice. So Tyreek Hill decided to give all of the money that Kevin Fitzgibbons was meant to be paid by the NFL. Now he won't get it because he's suspended. He said, "I'm just going to cover his salary for the
year." Cover the salary.
Tyreek Hill makes a lot of money.
A lot of money.
I'm sure whatever Kevin Fitzgibbons makes, it's not quite as much as Tyreek Hill makes.
No.
That's fine.
No, especially not being a 20-year-old videographer who's still a college student.
Yeah, man. I mean,
at the University of Miami.
You and I know the rules. We've been in this position long enough. We've both been in press boxes. You're not allowed to cheer, supposedly, although
right,
I've seen
right,
it. Not allowed to cheer when you're on the sidelines, when you're working these games as media. You're not supposed to do that.
I don't know if he was, but was he, and here's the thing.
Or was he just excited that this happened?
I think he was excited that he caught a moment. It wasn't cheering. He is friends with Tyreek Hill. They've done some stuff off on the side, and Tyreek Hill has become friendly with him, and so Hill has helped him with some access to one of the most famous football players in the league right now. That's a pretty cool thing for a 20-year-old college student, I would imagine. And Hill, I guess, thinks the kid's a pretty cool kid and is giving him some inside access to shoot and get some good content. And this kid's like a lot of his age, I'm sure, wants to make it in this social media era and this social media age and get some fame that way. I get it. I get being professional and all that. And there's a certain decorum you want to have in any line of work. Football, sports is a little different, but it's like you said, you're not supposed to be hollering and clapping and if you're in a press box situation. This was on the sideline. He got a backflip recorded by the cheetah and he gave the phone back and he just kind of hopped up and down and he went into the tunnel and I guess he sent it right away to the league. So he was getting content for the league that went viral, that did good things for the NFL.
Yes.
In their image and their product, and now maybe suspending him the rest of the year is harsh. Maybe just have a conversation with him.
Yeah, I also
that's it. Just a teaching moment.
I also think it's a lot different if you have someone who is writing for a local team who is like saying every official is out to get that local team and every call is wrong and the league is biased. If you're writing like that,
right,
that's cheering and that's not
right,
good. That's not journalism. I know that photojournalists are still journalists, but also their job is to give you the best access in images that you can get from a game. What better image and access could you get than that? Like, I don't care as much if the guy who's taking the photos actively cares who wins the game. As long as the photos are good, and as long as that guy accurately portrays what's happening and gets all the images he needs to show what the game is doing, I don't really care if he's like a little excited about a play.
I thought it was a fun moment.
Yeah.
I thought they went back to no fun league with this. I get it. You want a certain maturity, but just have a conversation with them. That's it.
They've never left.
Suspended for the whole season? It's crazy, right?
All right, Tim.
For that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I got something for you, though, right here. Want to get high on pickleball? Who doesn't?
I'm out. I was in for a minute.
No, we're going to talk about
back out.
We're going to talk about some people getting high on pickleball. Getting high on the pickleball next. We'll talk about it next. It's Man and Bone and Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing about a five-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. And watch out for an accident on the left
berm of westbound 670 after 5th Avenue, causing some slow traffic. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. With a Chalupa Supreme, beefy five-layer burrito, crunchy tacos, cinnamon twists, and medium drink, Taco Bell's $5 cravings box is packed as ever and $5 as ever. Get one at Taco Bell stores for limited time only while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation, which vary. Drinks excludes freezes, tax extra. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Oh, yes. Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today.
Snack time here on the show. What do you got over there?
I got a little mini soft-baked cookies. This is a Pillsbury product. It's a bag of cookies. But it's got Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavor in the soft cookies. So I'm not sure if they're chocolate chip with cinnamon or if it's just like a snickerdoodle. I'd hope it's more of like a snickerdoodle. That would make more sense. Well, I'm going to open them up in the break. I'm going to get a review. You want to eat them now?
Yeah, I think so. That looks pretty good.
Timmy, you try
all
the
I got
cookies.
I got a mega flavor blasted here, goldfish. If that interests you,
there you go.
Yeah, give me one of them. Okay, that's right. One. That's good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, let's like
little
both
silver
eat it at
dollar,
the same time.
Like little silver dollar sized, or like a 50-cent piece sized. Let's see.
All right, you take a bite first. Let me know what you think. We got to have someone who can actually talk on the show.
Oh man, I can talk through this. That's beautiful.
I know you can talk through it, but it's going to sound like, oh, yeah, anyway, it's really good. You want to watch the playoffs? Yeah, it's great.
No, it's not that bad. I'm done.
Okay.
That's delicious. It's terrific. Soft cookies are better than crunchy cookies. Are they not?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I could do a classic Chips Ahoy. 100%. Classic Chips Ahoy is always good, but, or an Oreo. We got some mega stuffed Oreos for a little holiday cookie thing.
Good
we'll
Lord,
do like a chocolate dipped guy, but.
How do you expect
that's good,
to,
right?
Listen, how do people expect us to lose weight when they're putting out, like, now you got the Pillsbury people working with Cinnamon Toast Crunch to make soft baked cookies, and then you put them in a bag. What is in this bag? For the whole bag,
it's read that.
400 calories.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
We should
that's
get another one.
That's the problem, is I would get, if you, this bag is smaller than what you get when you go to the gas station, you get like a bag of chips. It's smaller than that. If you gave me the family size bag of Doritos, but instead of Doritos, it was filled with these, I would eat them all. You wouldn't even, you would have to pull me away from it.
Have you seen?
They're so good.
Have you seen the price of a standard bag of Doritos lately?
Oh, I know.
Have you noticed that?
All these companies have figured it out. They're basically like, oh yeah, the economy and whatever.
I don't get it.
$9 for chips. They're just... They're taking their time to say,
close.
Like, yeah.
$5.70 last time I was at Meijer and saw just a regular bag of Doritos that was not on sale.
That's not the family size.
You
that's
round up when it's after .50, right? So $6 for a bag?
Yeah. That's,
telling
you, man.
Not the family size.
No. I'll tell you what. I think these companies have all figured it out. They're basically like, yeah.
Price fixing.
Just call them
out.
I'm telling you, because every time you go look at the financial news, they're like, hey, the economy's doing well.
Doing all right.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Everybody's
got
jobs.
Gas prices came down.
Gas prices down a little bit. And then you go to like the grocery store and they're like, yeah, did you want a pack of like, I don't know, brownie mix? That'll be $74. And you're like, what?
God.
Or you go to your, guys not get the message that the economy's better? What's going on?
You go to your once favorite restaurant and it's like $13.50 for the omelet that used to cost $8.50 in 2019.
I know.
Like, tell me it's $5 more now post-pandemic eggs
and
peppers?
Like we're 100 years old.
I'm leaning into it.
I'm saying... If I was talking about when I was in high school, gas used to be $1.75 or $1.50 or whatever. Obviously, that's 20 plus years ago. But we're talking about like 2 or 3 years ago, it was not this cost. You just, jacked all of it up and said, well, you're going to
We're talking about 40% increases in a 2 or 3 year span for a lot of these food items. But that,
well, I believe it's all these companies just being greedy bastards. That's
soft,
my thought.
What'd that soft cookie cost you up there in our
It wasn't too bad. It was $2.29 for all of this goodness.
$2.29 for that. And that, it's like a snickerdoodle. That's why it tastes so good. That's what that combo of flavors. It's a, what is it, a Cinnamon Toast Crunch soft-baked cookie?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a cookie.
Yeah, a little snickerdoodly.
Now I'm just thinking of all the cereals I would like in cookie form. Mmm. You imagine like a Lucky Charms?
Waffle crisp.
Oh, that's good. I was thinking like a Lucky Charms cookie with little marshmallows in it. Like a sugar cookie with marshmallows.
Magically delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be.
Timmy.
The Lucky Charms.
All right, we've derailed. Fish is going to be mad if he ever gets back from his whatever. He's still not here.
He's fine. He's still not here. he's out.
Is he sick? I don't know.
He could have been fired. I don't know.
What kind of, is it like a sinus thing, or does he have a little, maybe a little stomach issue? Or maybe that's what's going on. Maybe hugging the bowl. I don't know. All I know is this. We got to get back on track. We got to do what we teased, which was people getting high off of pickleball.
That's right. Let's bring this back on track and talk about pickleball.
The Goodyear blimp cruised at about 1500 feet.
Okay.
And two pickleballers who are professional pickleballers, Jay DeVilliers and Catherine Parento, they both played pickleball, it says, in the cockpit of the Goodyear blimp that apparently is going to fly over the Professional Pickleball Association finals.
Okay.
That started yesterday.
Like
in
what?
San
they played
Clemente,
a game?
California.
They are playing a game of pickleball?
Says they played pickleball inside the cockpit this thing.
I have no concept of blimps, really. I mean, I know.
You don't know what a blimp is.
I know
is.
About the Hindenburg, and I know about the Goodyear blimp that is hovering above Muirfield Village Golf Club and all the sporting events, but you know what I'm saying. What's filled with helium is...
That's very large.
Is very large.
That's not where they sit.
But the spot underneath could also be very large.
I don't think it is. I think it's relatively small.
Well, clearly it's got to be big enough to put like a little... A pickleball court is not that big. What is it? Maybe a little bit bigger than our smallish talk studio and then Ted's control room.
Like. I mean, yeah.
Way smaller than a tennis court.
A pickleball's like a racquetball court, kind of.
Yeah.
Right? Something in that
range. So there's enough space in there like where maybe there would be some seating for people. Because in Indiana Jones... They have a blimp where they travel, like it moves people, and the Hindenburg too.
Right,
so
sure.
Has to be big enough to
that was back
sell
when they
some
thought,
tickets. And,
you know what we should do? Put a bunch of people in this thing.
In a big gas
with a bunch
ball.
Of gas ball, yeah, where it could light on fire.
Yeah.
Now they're like, you know what, let's not do that. Let's
not
just
a great idea.
Let's put two people in it and have it shoot sporting events.
I got to look up a picture of this thing.
Yeah, I want to see how big this was. But anyway, they
pickleball,
say...
Pickleball, Goodyear, USA Today here. Article. Okay, wait. What? Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Wait a minute. Josh Peter, pickleball played on the Goodyear blimp at 1,500 feet high? Question mark. Yep, and here are the details. There's a picture here. I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay.
Let me see this.
Look at this. This is a crock. This is a publicity stunt. This is not a game of pickleball. Look at that.
Okay.
This is like a box that's 2 feet wide and 5 feet deep, and the two pickleballers are there, and there's a fake little net, and they're like 3 feet away from each other.
Here is the
just
equivalent.
Whacking the ball to each other.
What are they doing?
Just whacking a pickleball to the other person.
Fracko, my cracko.
That's right.
That's not pickleball. That is stupid.
Well, you know what? That picture, to give people who can't see it a visual representation, imagine if the NBA said, we've partnered with Kohl's. And we are going to play a basketball game inside of a Kohl's. And then you find out they're actually playing the basketball game in a dressing room at Kohl's. That is the equivalent of what this is when it comes to pickleball. Is like, yeah, I guess you could theoretically have a hoop somewhere in there and you could have two people pretending to play basketball in a dressing room. But it's not basketball. It's a miniaturized version of basketball. You can't have like a 10-foot rim in there. You have a little... like Nerf hoop, and people shooting at it. That might Giannis, count as basketball.
Giannis and LeBron playing in the women's dressing room on a Nerf hoop.
Why can't we just have them in the men's dressing room?
Trying on undergarments.
I'm just saying,
oh, God.
The whole point being, like, that's what this looks like, is we played pickleball, but not really. They didn't play anything. They just stood there with a net and a ball and a paddle.
Do you remember the NBC Saturday morning show Hang Time?
Oh, yes, of course.
Where Reggie Theus was the coach of the team before Dick Butkus was the coach of the team.
That's right.
Why couldn't they get an actual gym? You remember the court? It was like, take 10 steps and you're end to end. Giannis would take 3 steps and he could go from baseline to baseline on that court.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't have to dribble.
The small was.
With the Euro step, he wouldn't even have to take a dribble and he could get all the way across the court.
Why didn't they just get a gym to film the show?
Because I don't know why. I know that television is famous, though, for having small, like, TV
small
gyms
everything.
Are known for that. Because they've done that in, like, Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince, they had the hoop
Whenever
scenes,
they'd have
right.
The hoop scenes, it would always be on, like, a tiny little sound stage that was nowhere near the same as a gym. But these, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to your question, why they do that, but it looks stupid. That looks stupid.
Pickleball
sucks.
Is not playing pickleball on a blimp.
Good for them. I'm glad they did this for the little stupid publicity stunt because pickleball sucks.
It's fake.
I hope you show everybody that and they go, that looks like that's dumb. And they're right. It is. It is dumb and nobody should watch it. That's what I say. All right. Some bad news for Jimmy Haslam. So Berkshire Hathaway, that is the company that you might be aware of that is Warren Buffett's kind of one of his main reasons why he is as rich as he is. That is his company. They apparently bought Pilot Flying J gas stations from the Haslams. They owned a percentage of it. This year, they completed a sale for the final 20% to take over the Pilot Flying J. So the Haslams got out of that business. However, the Berkshire Hathaway company is now accusing the Haslams, or specifically Jimmy Haslam, of attempting to bribe multiple executives at Pilot, that truck stop chain, basically saying that the Haslams wanted this to be a more expensive purchase by Berkshire Hathaway to make them more money. So they supposedly encouraged, according to this lawsuit, they encouraged these executives to inflate the company's profits so then Berkshire Hathaway would be forced to pay more money.
Ooh,
that's a
no-no.
Big-time accusation.
That's
there.
A no-no.
Yes. Apparently, this is in response. This is a counterclaim filed by Berkshire Hathaway in response to a lawsuit alleging that the company changed Pilot's accounting practices to decrease the value of the remaining 20%. So Haslam is saying, Jimmy Haslam, you know, owner of the Crew and the Browns, he is saying, and the Bucks, I forgot.
You guys tried to, we're changing the accounting practices.
Well, he
trying to undervalue our company.
By saying, you guys undervalued the company.
Yeah.
And Berkshire Hathaway's responded by saying, no, actually, you bribed people. That's illegal. What I know is
it's a nice little fight between billionaires right there, isn't it?
I love it when the billionaires get to
fighting.
Yeah.
Just sort of
really
getting
fun.
Down in the mud, trying to get a lot of dirt on their white suits.
Haslam allegedly made the offer to roughly 15 employees. This is all according to the Associated Press. Allegedly made the offer to roughly 15 employees at a dinner in March and allegedly repeated the offer to at least 4 other high-level executives where he supposedly offered them large cash advances to basically say, if you do this accounting thing, then I will pay you all this money.
Good God.
So, I mean, again, I don't know how much this changed the value of what it is, but don't forget Jimmy Haslam via Pilot Flying J.
Yeah, it's like Ted Beneke cooking the books here.
They paid a $92 million fine to the feds back when that whole gasoline rebate scandal broke with Pilot Truck Stop. So I'm just saying, Truck Stop Jimmy.
Right, yeah. I was thinking of something years back where the SEC or somebody, not the Southeastern Conference, but someone was looking into the business practices of Pilot Flying J when it was fully functioned by the Haslams.
Yeah.
And that was not a good thing.
It did not go well for them. Although
not a very good billionaire, is he?
Yeah. Unlike all those other ones that are awesome.
Right.
That's right. As our friend Leanna Ray used to say, eat the rich. Now, I have a story about a Browns player who is ready to do this.
Flacco, my Cracko.
Tell you about it next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
If you're traveling westbound 70 on the west side after Hillard-Rome Road, watch out for an accident on the right berm. Police are on scene, and you can expect about a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Broadway and Fifth Avenue. This report is sponsored by Wendy's Peppermint Frosty. The holidays are back, and you know what else is back? Wendy's Peppermint Frosty. So take some time for yourself with this cold and creamy treat this year. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Peppermint Frosty. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Man and Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company right here on The Fan. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today.
Thank you, Bone.
Yeah, glad to have you. We still have our NFL picks coming up at 4:48. Tool of the week in the 5 o'clock hour. You can tweet us those tools at manandbone971. Teddy is compiling those as we speak. All right, so we heard about this earlier in the week. The news just broke within the last couple minutes. I have a quote about this from a Browns wide receiver, but it is official now. Adam Schefter just tweeted it out. Browns quarterback Joe Flacco will start Sunday.
Wow.
Versus the Rams.
Flacco, my cracko.
Yep. It's a thing. It's
He's
happening.
He's the man. And, you know, I'd just like to say I got a tweet back from a fine listener. I actually was talking about something completely different. You know, I heard Chops mention this on the end of their show, Bishop and Friends, yesterday from 9 to noon here on The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, guys, just to let you know, tomorrow, as in today, is the beginning of Whamageddon. So anytime you hear Last Christmas, it doesn't have to be a cover or a remake. Just got to be the original one by Wham. You hear that song at all, anywhere you are, you lose, you're out. And so I'm listening to something at 12 o'clock on the dot on my drive in here to get ready for the show with you today.
Yeah.
And I got whammed out.
You got whammed.
And I tweeted that out. I just tweeted that out in frustration. December 1, I'm already whammed. And Jason tweets back to me, Flacco, my cracko. And I say, yes, Jason,
now,
Flacco, my cracko. And he spelled it.
That's what I was going to say. How was the spelling on Flacco, my cracko?
He spelled it the way I wanted it to be spelled. The same
There's
way.
There's only one way to spell
yes,
it.
Yes. The way that Flacco is spelled. It's a fun saying. We're combining a couple of nonsensical things. So why would we spell cracko, C-R-A-C-K-O? That's not a word. So just spell it C-R-A-C-C-O, like the end of Flacco. Jason spelled it the correct way. I would like to give him credit for that.
Yeah, that's right.
That was nice.
That's how you spell cracko. Totally agreed. So Amari Cooper, Browns wide receiver, has been in practice. They're hopeful that he can play this weekend. He had some thoughts on how Joe Flacco has looked in practice.
Yes.
Right,
yes. So we know, Flacco's 38 years old now and he's off the street and he's going to be playing. Cooper, very excited about this. Maybe a little too excited. He said he throws a very pretty ball. I don't know if it's intentional or what, but when he drops back and lets it go, the whole motion is like poetry in motion. It looks good.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean,
I don't know.
You know what? I'll tell you what. That's
Flacco, my cracko.
I hope you're right.
I'll tell you this, Amari. Wait till you see it when he's facing pressure in a game. Then he'll look like the 38-year-old bum of a quarterback that he is. No, I hope not.
You know
he's won a Super Bowl, but there's a reason he hasn't been getting a job for years in the league.
I'll tell you, he is. I hope that Amari Cooper is dead on. He talked too in this article about how. You played for 20 years. Both of us been in the league for a long time. He knows and I know where routes are supposed to go. We know what, like when they call something, there's no like debating on how deep to run a route or where it should be. Like he can expect the ball to be there and it's there, at least in practice. That's a great thing. But to your point, in real NFL games, they have live defenses coming at you. And if you can't avoid that or if you can't recognize that pressure or if anything like that goes wrong, or even if he does, and one of your guys just misses a block, it's going to be a bad day for Joe Flacco.
How do you, I had to do it. I hate doing just numbers, but it can tell a story, especially as we are in this era of passing in the NFL, right? Like so much so to where you have to think about how good a quarterback was based on watching him play. Like we mentioned Troy Aikman earlier in the program, right? Think about some of the studs from the 90s, even before that in the 80s. And therefore, when you see guys that had the big numbers way back then, you know how good they were and how they could sling it around. Well, Joe played in Baltimore from 08 to 2018. We know he got the one Super Bowl championship. Do you know how many 4,000-yard passing seasons he had?
I don't off the top of my head.
One.
Yeah, that's not good.
And do you know how many times he had a quarterback rating over 95?
I don't.
Zero.
Oh God. This is the guy we're talking about.
That seems like
bring him in.
Like Joe Burrow, you know, fell out of bed.
And had a 95 brain.
And has been throwing some picks, to be honest, too,
in the
early stages of his career and having some games here and there bad with turnovers.
Yeah.
But yeah, his best year was his third year. He had a quarterback rating of 93. He had one other year with a quarterback rating of 91. Never threw for 30 touchdown passes. And he's just been sort of toiling around since 2018 when he wound down and they made the switch over to Lamar. He had the year with Denver in 19 and then was doing nothing with the Jets for those three seasons.
That's right. By the way, Timmy, I got a little distracted while you were talking there just now.
Because Flacco, my Cracko.
Well, not that, but...
Flacco, my Cracko.
I saw that Blake Lively was trending on Twitter.
I wasn't sure why. Well, let me type her name in.
On Twitter. Go ahead and do that.
Yes.
And there's a photo with her.
Oh, God.
And the photo of her and someone who's, I guess, fairly famous, Taylor Swift. Are you seeing the photo?
Yeah.
This is apparently at the Renaissance film premiere, which was Beyonce's, her tour, Renaissance tour. This is the concert film, that premiere. They both were there, and they decided to playfully, wrap themselves around each other, and it's breaking the internet.
Taylor is wearing a silvery sequenced dress.
I'm just pointing out, I don't know what it's like to be that attractive, is what I'm saying. I don't understand what it would be
like. But you know what it's like to look at them?
What I'm saying is, Mike and I are good friends. You and I are good friends.
Yeah.
If someone said, pose like this for the camera, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. And I would never think that the internet would then break in half over that picture.
You got some pretty strong pecs over there, but it's kind of hard to tell with that shirt on.
Right.
I want you to be comfortable.
You know?
Have fun.
You know, and I understand that. I understand it. I appreciate that.
You're a fun guy.
You make me comfortable, Timmy.
That's all I try to do.
That's right.
I just want this to be loose.
I don't know what that means. I'll take it. Tress, how are you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
He's not here. Thank you. All right. So there you go. If you want to find out what Blake Lively's trending for, I'm letting you know. There she is. Ryan Reynolds, right? That's his. That's her husband, I believe.
Ryan Reynolds.
I want to say Deadpool.
Yeah.
They're married. Good for them.
I would get Olivia Wilde and Blake Lively mixed up sometimes as actresses.
Yeah,
because they both kind of had some similar roles.
Sure.
Both very good, both very attractive.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis, right?
Did they split? They
still
may
together?
Have. Maybe he went Ted Lasso and was like,
my asso.
No, that's not the phrase. Timmy, that's not
Flacco,
the
phrase. Flacco, my Cracko.
Flacco, my Cracko. It's only Flacco, my Cracko.
No lasso. Flacco.
Flacco, my Cracko.
My lasso.
No,
yes.
No, not lasso. By the way, who is the woman in Ted Lasso that runs the team?
Oh.
Hannah Waddingham, I think, or Waddingham? I'm not sure.
She's great.
Tell you,
yes.
I mean, she's...
Hannah. She's, yeah, very good. Hannah Waddingham.
She could throw me around. I have no problem with that. She can toss me everywhere.
She could get in the paint and throw her body around.
That's right. I'm just saying.
That is a power forward.
She's a great actress. If you've not looked her up, she does a great job. She sings.
God.
She's awesome. She's wonderful.
Wow.
What are we talking? Oh, yeah, that's right. An NFL Hall of Famer made a stunning admission. I'll tell you what he said next or who said what, all that stuff. Man and Bone, Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We got a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70 and some slow traffic on westbound 161 between New Albany Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Krakow. It's very off topic today. NFL picks.
Picks!
Coming up at 4:48. Tool of the week in the 5 o'clock hour. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man, and we have worked it out in the break. We've come up with this idea, and I don't know why this has not been discussed further, why this has been frowned upon for years, but if you're a guy who's single and there is like an older lady who is interested in you,
And this is on the realization now that Hannah Waddingham is 49 years old.
Let her live.
49 years old.
Ted Lasso, the boss in Ted Lasso, who runs the team, if you've seen that show, she was also in Game of Thrones and a million other things.
Yeah, they did her wrong. And I couldn't believe it when you said, was she the shame woman in Game of Thrones?
I think she
is. They did her wrong by making her wear that silly outfit.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, that
I'm
is her.
You, she's, I'm just saying, you know, an older lady is not, that's not bad. Man.
Well, think about it. Your 18-year-old self dating a 28-year-old?
Oh,
well,
wow,
right?
That
or
your
28-year-old self dating a 38-year-old.
Here's what I'm saying. If you're like a college-age guy, and there's like a 45 to 55-year-old woman
that's quite a step up. That's like double the age there.
One, that lady may have already had an ex who kicked it and left her some money. So you got to factor that in. So you have that where it may be like...
So when she was dating an 85-year-old,
yeah,
she was dating someone twice her age?
Yeah, maybe got that. Also, she may have worked and accumulated a decent amount of money, and maybe she is at the point where she lives a life of luxury. And then she's welcoming you into that. And I'm just saying, you know, all things considered, that might be...
Bone, you know,
a younger guy.
I didn't know you had a thing for giants.
She's not a giant.
You got a little Costanza in you.
How tall is Hannah Waddingham? She's got to be like, what, 5'9", 5'10"?
5'11". Keep going.
All right.
5'11".
All right, there we go.
And just a...
5'11"'s fine. I'm 5'7 and a half.
5'11", but really just a... Just a brick house.
Well,
just
you know, great. It's, you know what? She's a strong
woman.
She's
a brick house.
That's right. And I'm here for it. Great job. By her, is what I'm saying.
Like you said back there, she
can
throw me around.
She's doing great. I'm just telling you.
It's like you're a Chucky doll.
Yeah, that's fine.
Throw you across the living room.
Yeah, I'm all about this, by the way. Especially, imagine she's in heels. Then I'm talking like it's a big...
6'2"?
Yeah, like she's way taller than me at that point.
Wow.
That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I married an older woman, but it was only a month. We are the same age, except for a month.
That doesn't count.
But I let her know.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
There's a month of... I've said this before.
You know what that is? That's boring. That's like me and my wife. We're going to be turning 40 in our next birthdays.
Yeah.
We're the same.
Now, who's older? You or her?
I'm older.
Oh, okay.
See, but I don't think of myself as older, though.
I'm sure she does.
We are the same age.
I'm sure she knows.
I did hold it over her because I was a year ahead of her in college.
That's what my wife does to me.
Therefore, making me much smarter.
Where our birthdays fall, I was kindergarten. I went a year later. She went earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I never stopped going. I didn't repeat anything.
Ted back there's nodding along like, yeah.
He held
makes
up two
sense.
Fingers.
Makes
like,
sense.
Oh, yeah, two oh, yeah. years in kindergarten.
Now I get it.
Teddy, who's older in your relationship, you or your wife?
Now, my wife is about a year older than me, actually.
Okay.
I thought he was going to say 15 years older than me.
So Teddy and I married older women.
Yeah.
And we know how that is, and that's great. I'm just saying, if you're a younger guy and you're like, man, no one my age is really into what I'm talking about, maybe you're an old soul. Maybe you get bored with bar conversations because everyone your age is talking about stuff you don't care about. Go out to a pickleball court, find an older lady, and chat her up. Maybe she's got something that you might be interested in talking to her about. That's all I'm saying. And then you go from there.
I was definitely an old soul in the case that I was done with the nightclub, going out till 2 a.m., all that noise, which you feel like you're almost peer pressured into if you're going to a place like Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go to Ohio State, but I would imagine if you're a student there and you're in the college lifestyle, whether you go from dorms to some off-campus housing, you're with your group of guys or gals and you're living with three or four other people in a house or a bigger apartment, you are just sort of resigned to the fact that if it's a day that ends in Y, you got to go out to the bars until 2 a.m. and just close it down most nights. And it's exhausting.
It is.
I was out of that pretty much when I was still in school, when I started to intern at sports radio stations.
Yeah, right.
I was out of that.
Just, you were just kind of done.
As I was 21
it.
Years old, I just was legally able to drink. I'm like, this is tiring.
Yeah, right.
This is very tiring.
I get it. I'm just telling you, it's a piece of advice to the younger guys out there. Just making a point.
Just got to go old.
Well, I mean, it's worked out the other way, right? Where, like, you know, younger women, like in their 20s, have married like a way older guy, and then they end up getting a nice inheritance or whatever. Maybe they find love with the guy who's 30, 40 or whatever. I don't know. I'm not judging.
You're all after the money aspect
I'm saying it helps.
Lucking into some cash.
It helps out. You might have a...
What about the wisdom?
The wisdom's great, too. You're sitting there, you're like 25, you get your first job, trying to figure out what to do. The life experience. Yeah, and then you're dating someone who's like in their 50s, and they're like, did you sign up for your 401k? They're matching up to 4%. What's wrong with you?
They're like,
Do you have... They're like, do you have a tax guy? I have my tax guy for 20 years. I'll let you talk to him. And then suddenly you got all this help. That's what I'm saying. It helps you grow up.
Your credit score is what?
Right. They said, they're like, don't get the free t-shirt. What are you doing? Don't sign up for that stupid credit card. You don't need it. They help you out is what I'm trying to tell you. All right. Shannon Sharp, he's trying to help you out. He apparently was on a podcast, or he was talking about this on a podcast where apparently before this podcast, someone had hit him up with the idea that he brushes his teeth 7 to 10 times a day. And he said, that is vastly inflated. I do not do that. He said, what I do is I brush my teeth at least 5 times a day, perhaps 6.
Oh,
so,
well, the 7 is just way out of line.
7 is way out of line. But 5 to 6 times a day is actually what he does.
That's me. Well, he does have nice teeth, doesn't he?
He does.
And who am I to scoff at good dental hygiene?
It's always... Now, I don't know if there's a number of times you could brush that's too much. If you're a dentist, you could let us know. Maybe there's a time where you start stripping off enamel.
Well, Panama Ted used to do dental hygiene spots on the station, or was that Bob Taylor? Am I mixing you up with Bob, or did you do some of those reads?
I've done some of those, but Bob does most of them, but I filled in and did.
How many times
do
you brush your teeth?
Twice a day.
That's just good. Just morning and bedtime. What about a third in the occasional heavy meal?
Yeah, sometimes there'll be a third time, but yeah, mostly twice, occasionally 3 times.
Yeah, I'm with him for the wild card third. Like if it's after dinner and you're going to be up a little bit later, and
might
your mouth is feeling a little gross,
get a quick brush.
Yeah, a little quick 60-second brush. Right. Nothing wrong with that.
I get that. Now, what is the longest any of you have gone without brushing your teeth? Because I do remember mine.
Well, I'm sure it was like a full day. For some reason.
Okay, a full day?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone more than a day without brushing your teeth?
We've all done it, right?
Maybe, yeah. It has to have been like a long time ago where probably I skipped a day. Yeah. But usually I'm pretty much always brushing my teeth, at least these days.
You know, on this show, I'm nothing but transparent.
Yeah.
And this was not that long ago, sadly. Pandemic time was a little weird, and I was just at the house, and I was probably like the first 6 months in there where I just was... At one point, I had a week where I showered a few times, but I definitely wasn't going anywhere. I'm at home. Everybody just in our pajamas.
So this was adult life, just a regular day in the pandemic.
What I'm saying is I got in such a funk during the pandemic at one point. I think I was on a Wednesday before I realized I didn't know the last time I'd brushed my teeth. And then I thought...
It might have been Monday.
It might have been. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if I can ride this out to Friday.
Oh, no.
So I went. I was at home. I knew what I was doing. I went 1 week.
No.
And then, I promptly fixed that Friday afternoon after the show. I remember going upstairs and saying, I did it a full week.
Did your teeth have skin on them? Was there putting skin on your teeth that you had to peel off?
I think after like a day, it's really no different. It just feels... Now, again, I don't recommend that. I've never done that again, and it felt awful. But by like day 3, I was like, I'm kind of in this. I'm going to see if I can see it.
Oh, no. I'm sure the next time you went to the dentist, they had just a whale of a time with the chisel.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
The pick. They certainly.
No, I then like Friday night, I brushed like 3 times. Like but I wanted to see like, what is it like to go a week? I'm never going to do that again.
I will say, I think I had a stretch where I let the shower get out of control.
Oh,
when we were talking with the pandemic,
yeah,
where we were just stuck in our homes and we really weren't going anywhere and I wasn't working out or anything. And maybe slipping into a mild state of depression, which I think is kind of where you were going there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not saying it was healthy. I'm just saying that's where I was. It was not good. But yeah,
maybe 3 days for me with a no shower during that time.
Yeah.
Maybe a fourth. I don't know.
I get that. All right. It's time for NFL picks. If you would like to play against us, you can do that. 614-821-9710. If you get in, you will get a $50 Visa gift card courtesy of findyourride.com. NFL picks are next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
I want to brush my teeth just after listening to that. All right, we've got an accident blocking the left lane on eastbound 161 after Hamilton Road, causing a couple-minute delay and some stop-and-go traffic from Little Turtle Way. And things are slow westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
All right, welcome in. Hope you're having a good Friday. Timmy Hall is filling in for Common Man today. We still have Tool of the Week coming up, 5:34. You can tweet us your tools now, at manandbone971. But now, Timmy, it is time to get into NFL picks. So, let's do it. Picks!
Common Man and T-Bone present NFL Picks.
Sponsored by findyourride.com.
Our guy this week is Adam. It doesn't matter if he beats us or not, Timmy. If Adam, just by calling in, he is going to get a $50 Visa gift card courtesy of findyourride.com. Adam, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. First up, Colts at Tennessee. This is a 1 p.m. game on Sunday. I am going with Indianapolis. Timmy?
I am going to go with the Tights right here.
Colts.
The Tights. The Titans. It's... One more syllable.
Just move on.
Chargers at the Patriots. This also 1 p.m. game. I am taking the Chargers on the road.
Chargers.
Detroit at New Orleans. Not looked good last couple weeks for Detroit, but I'm going to take them anyway. Lions on the road.
Got to go Lions, too.
Let's go New Orleans.
Atlanta at the Jets. I am going to take the Birds on the road. All road teams so far for me.
I'm going to take... J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I'm going with the Jets.
All right. Arizona's at Pittsburgh. It hurts me to say it. I'm going with the Steelers at home.
Steelers, yep.
Carolina at Tampa Bay. Carolina has fired their head coach, Frank Reich. I am going with Tampa Bay at home.
Yeah, it's going to be the creamsicles. I don't know if they're wearing those or not, but Tampa Bay.
There you go.
Bucks.
Could be the pewters. Isn't that the color that they call that? I think it's pewter.
It's just a horrible, horrible uniform.
I know. It is. Miami at Washington. Sorry for your Commanders there, Timmy, but I'm going to take the Fins on the road.
Dolphins. Washington sucks.
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins.
Denver is in Houston to take on C.J. Stroud and the Texans. And you know what? Damn it, C.J.'s getting it done at home. Houston wins.
He is the first... player from Ohio State ever to win an NFL Player of the Month award. Quarterback.
It's incredible.
First Ohio State quarterback to do that. Unbelievable season. Yeah, Houston as well.
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, there you go.
Unlimited.
Cleveland at the Rams. Browns stayed out on the West Coast after last week's game. I'm going to take the Rams at home.
Yeah, I think maybe the Browns start to cracko a little bit in this
with
game.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, yeah, they will Flacco my cracko Rams.
Give me Cleveland.
The 49ers are in Philadelphia. They said last year they didn't think it was that big of a deal, thought the Eagles were a bit overrated. Even though they lost Philadelphia, they get a chance to back that up. I will take the Eagles at home.
I'm going for Philly as well. Tickets are going, get in the door price, $232 per this game. Fly, Eagles, fly.
What do you got, Adam?
Bird.
Kansas City at Green Bay. I'm going to go with the Chiefs on the road.
Give me the Chieftains.
Yeah, Chiefs.
And finally, your Monday night game. Cincinnati is in Jacksonville. Boy, the return leg of that one, the Apu Taco, was not good the last time that happened for one former Ohio State football coach. But I will take Jacksonville at home.
Jax is a 9-point favorite. Boy, the Cincy season got out of hand fast with Joe Burrow being out. Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, for sure.
All right. And Adam, give me a point total there.
44.
I wrote down 52 before the game. Thanks, Adam. If he beats us, he gets the pride of knowing he is better than two idiots when it comes to picking games. Actually, Timmy might not be an idiot, but I am. So there you go.
I'll say 38 points.
Oh, all right. There you go. He went under on that, under what he did. That's good. By the way, are you aware of this schedule change that is being proposed by the NFL? It's not proposed. It's happening. The NFL flex time, we are currently in that. It's about to be happening.
Yeah, the flexing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have a couple of games
here.
Hell,
I'm programming.
Finally. Yeah. I don't know anybody who has to deal with that on a radio station, but it is a little bit annoying. Here are the games that have been changed for week 15. That is the week of December
13th to the 19th.
Yeah, that whole week. So there are three Saturday games on week 15. That is Saturday, December 16th. So like 2 weeks from this Saturday. Those games are the Vikings at the Bengals at 1 p.m., Steelers at the Colts at 4:30, and the Broncos at the Lions at 8:15. All those games, by the way, drivable from Columbus, for whatever it's worth. If you're a Bengals, Steelers, or Lions fan, or any of those other teams, you might be able to go catch one, but now make your plans aware that those are all Saturday games, not Sunday games.
Yeah, Saturday games, and also, just so you know, the ticket market is going to plummet for Cincy. As you can imagine.
Oh, I would think so.
With Joe being out and the team being bad. But, I mean, the prices were still up there for that Steeler game, but that's because it was Pittsburgh and the last game of the season in week 18 now.
Yeah.
Cincy will host Cleveland. Who knows? Do you think it's going to go into the last game for playoff implications for your boys?
I can't even get there. Because I don't believe in the quarterback situation. But I know the defense is good enough that if you could just kick a couple field goals and get some touchdown either by your offense or your defense, they have a chance to win a bunch of games. But yeah, it's hard for me to say that. I do think the Browns have a chance to make the playoffs. I think it probably has to go down to the wire, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be close, I feel.
They also, for whatever it's worth, that week, they flexed the Monday night game. It was supposed to be Chiefs at the Patriots, but the Patriots suck, and that would be not much of a game, one would think. So they have instead flexed that out onto a Sunday game. Now they are putting Eagles on the road at Seattle at 8:15. That will be the Monday night game now.
Yep. So flex it up.
Yep. You got to do it. Makes sense. We'll come back. Nick Saban is already campaigning to get his team into the playoffs, possibly. We'll talk about that next. It's Man and Bone with Timmy Hall filling in on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should avoid southbound 71 on the south side between 62 and 56. There's an accident there causing about an hour and a half delay. And we've got stop-and-go traffic eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code OHIO150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope your Friday is going well. Timmy Hall is filling in for Common Man today. We have got plenty to get to still. Tool of the Week is coming up. You can tweet us your tools at manandbone971. And of course, even though Mike is not here, whenever we do our bang and there's only one spot that we go to do it, that is the Hollywood Casino Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. We go there, we enjoy it. Plenty of TVs, dozens of TVs, 12,000 square feet, I believe, of gaming excellence. It's all right there for you. All the food and drink you want as well. It's a great spot to watch a game. We've all been out there. We love it. Hollywood Casino Columbus Sportsbook. Check it out today. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Timmy, before we get to this Nick Saban thing, you directed me to something that this is a frustration I have when we get into Hall of Fame discussion.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even think it about baseball Hall of Fame voting.
Well, apparently, it's
coming up.
The ballots are making their way. They're being sent.
Yeah, right? They're making their way into the ether. I think voters have until December 31st, end of the year, to get their ballots in. And one came across here, and it was just somebody, a voter in his first year voting, Joe Reedy. He's sending in his ballot and whatnot. And I look at this, and I guess what pops off the page is how there's no Barry Bonds, there's no Roger Clemens anymore, and there isn't really one of those unbelievable power player that you look at and say, oh my God, Hall of Famer, right?
I think you're right.
Hands down Hall of Famer. And you tell me if I'm wrong right there, but some of the guys he checked off, and you're allowed to check off up to 10, and he went the full 10. Carlos Beltran, Adrian Beltre, Cologne, Bartolo, your guy, Todd Helton, Andrew Jones, Joe Mauer, Billy Wagner, Chase Utley, Gary Sheffield, and A-Rod. So he's an A-Rod guy. And what got me is one of the first commenters on here said, great ballot. The yes, Alex, no, Manny choice is interesting. Yeah, so Manram is on the ballot.
He did not vote for Manny Ramirez, but he did vote for Alex Rodriguez. Both of those guys have steroid accusations. Not steroid accusations. I believe
popped.
Both of them have been popped.
Manny was twice and A-Rod, lied about it.
Yeah, A-Rod twice. I want to say Manny got popped post-Mitchell report as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was after. Okay. I think it was after for Manny Ramirez, yeah.
Yeah, so someone asked him about that choice, and what did he have to say?
Yeah, and the reasoning was, want to see if Manny still continues to trend up another year or whether he has hit the ceiling. And that's where I get off the train. If somebody, and this goes for not just baseball Hall of Fame voting, whatever you're voting for, Pro Football Hall of Fame, that process is a little different, I know, but if you hold the power to vote for something and someone's going to stay on a ballot for a certain amount of years, you often hear people go back to that. Well, so-and-so's got many, many more years to stay on the ballot. Some of these other guys that I might vote for don't. But my thing is, if you believe a guy to be a Hall of Famer, you get to vote for 10, right? It's not like you have, the limit is 3, and that's it. And you really do have to maybe pick and choose these things. If there's a nice thick with 2 C's ballot out there, like you might have, Ken Griffey Jr. and Kirby Puckett and Cal Ripken. Like you might have like stud after stud after stud. Lou Whitaker still on there for Sweet Lou upstairs, guys like that. But 10 guys you get to vote for if a guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it
should
be.
Just vote for him now.
It should be fairly obvious. And that's something, because I went and looked this up, and apparently another guy jumped into the comments here and said, so do you vote on trend or on merit? I would think that one would vote for a player if they believe they deserve to make the Hall of Fame, regardless of others' opinions. And Joe Reedy's response, and Joe Reedy has covered many Ohio teams, all that stuff. He's been, a writer for many, many years.
Bengals guy, yeah.
He said, as someone who was also a Pro Football Hall of Fame selector for 6 to 7 years, sometimes opinions from others can help, especially if you're on the fence about a certain player. Okay, again, we are not talking about the guys who were like pretty good to possibly great. We are talking about Hall of Famers. We are talking about, and I know there's a term called no doubt Hall of Famer. I feel like almost all guys, there's exceptions to this, but almost all the players should be no doubt Hall of Famers. That's the point. It should be something where most people look at a guy and go, that guy is one of the greatest to ever do it. No questions asked, Hall of Famer. If he's not that, then maybe we don't need to spend all 10 of our votes. This is not a participation trophy. This is the Hall of Fame. I am not someone who is against, by the way, participation trophies. I think they're fine. If you're talking about kids, or you're talking about you're running like a 5K because you're trying to get in shape and they just want to give you a little encouragement at the end, nothing wrong with that. We're talking about the Hall of Fame for professional sports.
Let me ask you, who's your no doubt Hall of Famer on this ballot.
On this ballot, there's none.
I might not submit a ballot.
The only guy I would say, honestly,
I got to brush up on my baseball more of the last 5 years, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
But, man, listen, Alex Rodriguez by stats, yes, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. That's my personal choice. Cheating the game twice, lying about it. That, to me, shows me you don't care that much about things like this. If you're willing to take that risk, then you don't care about getting into some club that just sort of tells everybody how good you are. We can look up your stats and know your championships.
I'll go back and say this. I think you could make the argument for Billy Wagner. On this list, you have guys like David Wright, who I personally loved as a Mets fan.
Yeah.
But I can totally understand if someone said, yeah, if he had stayed healthy, he probably would have been. But he didn't. And if you want to go that route, that's fine. I don't have all their numbers in front of me, to be fair. Jason Stark and I vastly disagree on this, and I love Jason Stark. We have him on the show every year during baseball season.
Is he one of these guys that wants to, like,
he wants you to have no limit. You should be able to vote whoever you think. Now, at least that's consistent with, if they're a Hall of Famer, they're a Hall of Famer. You should be able to vote whoever you want. But he believes there's way more Hall of Famers that should be in. He wants a bigger hall, I think, and is certainly someone who would fill out his ballot and gets all 10 guys in. I'm biased against Chase Utley because Chase Utley used to kill my Mets. I'm biased against Andrew Jones because he played for the Braves for most of his career and he used to kill my Mets. But I don't really see A-Rod's the guy I would say is no doubt. Billy Wagner probably is a guy that you could put in that mix. I know Mike would say Mark Burley because that's his guy.
Right. But, Manran, by the way, 555 home runs.
Well, I'm saying if you're voting for A-Rod but not Manny Rodriguez, him too, Manny Ramirez, then I don't like, if your logic is Alex Rodriguez, I don't care about the steroids.
Yeah. Manny hit 312. He hit 312.
Right. Manny Ramirez without steroids is a no doubt Hall of Famer.
Oh, he is. But if you wouldn't, he is a no doubt.
But I'm not one that necessarily would like to put players in that I know cheated. So for me, I wouldn't do it.
I love Joe Mauer too.
Yeah, good player.
Joe's maybe one that pops out to me more than all the rest. And he hit 306 lifetime as a catcher and just unbelievable player.
I hate the logic of, well, if everyone else votes for him, then I guess I'll help put him in. Why? No. If you don't know who's good and who's not, then you shouldn't vote for the. I should not vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. By the way, I do not cover baseball. I do not follow baseball nearly as much as I follow other sports.
Oh God, no. Yeah, same goes for me.
I'm saying Joe Reedy may have a very good case for all these guys, but he is saying I didn't vote for some guys because I want to wait and see if the mass of other voters, that tide goes their way. Then I will jump on and say, I agree.
I just disagree with the process there. Everybody's got their own, 100%. It's your privilege. Like somewhere along the line, a group of people or a group of writers or whatever committee, decides or how you actually get the vote, they have bestowed upon you and said, you cover this game, you follow this game, you know what's up. So use your expertise and decide. It's up to you to pour over your own research and stats and all that, and that's how it goes. Have you ever had a vote on anything? I know we got some guys at the station. Did you know Eric Reeser is a Heisman voter?
I did not know that Reeser has a Heisman vote. I love that for him. That's great.
The Reese man is a Heisman guy.
Let him live.
I believe Bo is a Heisman guy too.
Yeah, I believe he. Wow.
Man, Chops. Come on, bro.
You're lagging behind. Your show has two votes there for the Heisman and you don't. They could affect the outcome of the Heisman. Those two guys. You never know.
Probably waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, they got to watch these games intently.
Eric takes it very seriously.
Good for him. He should. Yeah. It's a big responsibility. I have never had a vote like that other than I have been involved in a chili judging competition where it was, no joke, it was me, another radio personality, and then Cameron Mitchell. Cameron Mitchell Restaurants. Cameron Mitchell. Very nice man. And we all three sat down, and you know what I did? I totally Joe Reedy'd that chili cook-off, because I looked over and I'd eat some chili,
you're like, what did you say? This isn't bad,
and he'd go, I really like this chili, and we'd both be like, you know what? We do, too. This is great chili. That's exactly what I was thinking. We're just looking at the restaurant guy and being like, he likes the chili. It must be good. That's the closest I've come to voting for anything important.
I just did the Smokin' Hot Wing Festival.
Oh, right. Yeah, same type of thing.
I was a wing judge. And I was going off my own gut. I wasn't looking around. We didn't have Cameron Mitchell sitting at the table.
That's what I'm saying.
I like to think I know something about chicken wings because Timmy like wingy.
Oh, and I know Timmy like wingy.
I did actually vote for, college basketball for one season. AP voter.
Did you really?
One season only.
How was that for you?
It was fun.
Not stressful. No, I would be stressed to the max if I had an actual vote on things like that. Even though it's stupid, I would still probably be stressed.
I had a process and I stuck to it, and it was fun getting to vote for the end of season awards too, for the AP.
Okay.
That I thought was cool. And
that would be awesome.
That was the season where you had Sullinger in the mix, and I want to say it was Jimmer, Fredette, and Nolan Smith as well. And so I popped in to vote for Jared Sullinger.
Okay. Well, that's
Ohio State or Columbus wasn't even a glint in my eyes.
Right, but you did
vote
for him.
In time.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You were on the Buckeye bandwagon before it
happened.
We love it. That's good. By the way, to pay off on my tease, which I forgot to do, Nick Saban says an SEC team should get into the college football playoffs regardless of the Bama-Georgia result. You know what I think of that? Sure. Whatever. I don't care. It's fine.
Quiet, Saban.
It's fine. I don't, like, just go win your game. And if you win, then Texas should get ahead of you because they beat you. That's what should happen. Because Texas, I'm crazy enough to think that if you beat another team and they get into the playoffs, then you should theoretically be able to get in if you're also the same level as them. Texas is. They're right there with Alabama this year. They beat Alabama. If Bama beats Georgia, you got to put Texas and Alabama in, or leave them both out. Or put Texas in and leave Bama out, but you can't do both.
They won.
And also, Georgia shouldn't get
their
in
place.
If you're not going to put Bama in.
They won at their place. I mean, come on. How many of the non-expanders out there would like to point to how every single game, that's what's great about college football. That's why we can't expand, because every game is like a season. Every game is the season on the line.
Yes.
Well, that game was part of the season.
Yeah.
And I don't care if Bama had quarterback issues back then. So what?
That's football. Part of the season. That's how
that works. Sport. You were screwing around at QB.
Same.
You lost. And that matters big.
Same thing. Florida State, if they go out and are undefeated,
you win.
With your backup quarterback,
you're in.
Get in. If you go out and win this game against Louisville, you should be in.
Ohio State got in with a loss on their third stringer.
Yes.
So you're in.
Yes.
If you're undefeated and win a major conference.
I agree.
It's a major award.
All right. LeBron has announced that he will be missing a game soon, but for a good reason. I'll tell you why next. It's Man and Bone with Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's about a 5-minute delay if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71 north, and some slow traffic eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Hello, welcome in. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. It's a Friday. That means it's Tool of the Week Friday. You can tweet us your tools at Man and Bone 971. Chance to win fabulous prizes coming up in just about 15 minutes. So we will do that momentarily. Timmy, let me pay off on my tees, and then we've got some things to attend to on the social media and text channels.
Yes, we do.
LeBron had some good news to share. He was very excited to hear this. So his son, Bronny, his eldest son, is
USC.
Back with USC. He had the cardiac arrest situation in the summer.
Very scary.
Scary, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the same thing that I think, a similar thing to maybe what DeMar Hamlin went through, right? And that he also suffered cardiac arrest on the field, and we know how that went. However, they had a procedure done that they said, the family has said, corrected what they believe to be a long-term issue that was not known, so they've got that fixed. Doctors have cleared him to play. full return to basketball. So LeBron was asked if, you know, what's going to happen when his son takes the court for the first time. And he said, whenever he's cleared and ready to have his first game, I already told my teammates, if they play on the same day we're playing, I'm going to have to catch them at the next game. Family over everything, but definitely go. I got to see Bronny's first game wherever he's cleared and ready to go. So apparently the Lakers players have all said they gave LeBron some crap about it, but they eventually said, yeah, we get it. I mean, it's your son. He went through a traumatic thing. He gets to play. You want to see his first college game. Totally respect that. And I mean, I know some people may have a problem with that. I don't. I think that's I totally understand as a dad, if something like that happened, you'd want to be there for your kid. I know he's paid millions of dollars to play basketball. He will play basketball, but if the league wants to fine him for that, they will look ridiculously stupid if they do.
Now, here's where this is different now, because of the time we're living in, and you're going to tell me you would scoff at LeBron James missing a game to see his son's first collegiate basketball game after he had this serious health condition that might have stopped his basketball career before it started. And we know this is something that's been, he's been very proud about Bronny and the way he's come up as a basketball player. He's even dreamed of playing with him on the same NBA team. And we are in an era where guys miss games for nothing.
Yeah.
All the time. This to me is a more than legitimate excuse. We get into this with the birth of children, and there are still plenty of people that think you should not and cannot ever miss a game for the birth of a child, because that's that. Now, if he was
and I've never thought that either. I know
if he was a football player, if he was a football player, I don't know. You know, I've talked to guys, you know, I think I've had this conversation with Bobby Carpenter maybe before.
Well, Bobby's a guy who has his kid was born and then he's done his radio show that day.
Yeah,
I'm saying Bobby's a little different than most people, I feel like, on that side.
But more of a plan it out. Kind of like how I planned out not having a wedding during football or basketball season.
Okay.
Waited,
that's good of you.
Waited until all that noise was done. And then pick a nice little spot at the end of April, even clear of the Masters. I was thinking about everything.
Man, you really did.
Yeah, thinking about everything. You know, big race weekend. We're still before that, so it's all good. But I like this. This is, you're talking about one basketball game in the sea of 82, and it's for a really, really good reason. It's right there in LA. He's local. He can go and see it. There's a lot of dumb reasons we've had for missing basketball games, and they're trying to hit us with this in-season tournament and some other things, incentives, coming up with rules to try to keep the load management to a minimum, but that's okay in my book, Bone.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a good thing. And I hope Bronny gets on the court. That'll be an interesting night for sure. And I hope it works out. All right, now on to the social stuff that I saw. One is, we got this from a listener, Aunt B.
You know, Aunt B.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Aunt Becky.
She shared a text conversation that she had with a friend where the friend said, and I'll do it with a sound effect,
Flacco, my Cracko. Mm-hmm.
And then Aunt B replied and said, they have said,
Flacco, my Cracko,
so many times.
Well, they hit each other with the ha-has, too.
Yes, they are
with
all
the reactions
in,
to the
they
text.
They are all in on
Flacco, my Cracko.
It's a thing now, just like kicked in the sacky, Christian Hackey.
Kicked in the sacky, Christian Hackey. Yes.
And then this said, did you say
Flacco, my Cracko,
to Jen, as they requested listeners do? And the reply was, I need to put that on my weekend to-do list. And then finally it was
Flacco, my Cracko,
with the correct spelling. Timmy Hall wants the double C, because you're not supposed to. It's Cracko with two C's.
Yes. And they
just like
did
Flacco.
They did correct it. So I appreciate that. It was spelled incorrectly in the first four appearances there, but at the end, and then on Aunt B's tweet about the text thread, correct spelling, two C's.
This is, I mean, I'm telling you, this is not going away. Right. So if you're saying, I don't know what that means,
Flacco, my Cracko.
No one does. We still don't really know what it means. It could mean anything.
Yes.
I mean,
it's
Amari
in there
Cooper,
now.
Amari Cooper was saying Joe Flacco's
prettiest
arm motion
ever
is like poetry.
It's poetry.
Maybe Flacco, my Cracko, is more like poetry. Maybe you're reading poetry to someone. I have no idea.
What's that poetry going to look like on Sunday when Aaron Donald eats his head?
I was going to say, it would look like probably if a actual poet was out there playing football, I think is what you're going to see.
It will be a short.
He's going to get annihilated.
It will be a short haiku.
Now, my friend Madison sent this out on her Facebook, and I thought it was worth sharing with the group.
Mm-hmm.
That is this.
Please do.
She said the following: the greatest possible Columbus driving tragedy befell me today.
Oh, what is that?
I missed the Polaris exit going northbound on 71.
Oh, no.
I got to tell you. That is one of the worst things.
Madison, I agree.
That's one of the worst things you can do. In all of Columbus, there are some others. There are other places that are rough if you miss certain turns. I think if you were trying to get on like 270 and from 315 north and you missed that and had to drive up, you know, through like little 315 where you're, you know, on the nice little river by just right by there, Olentangy there, that's not exactly the easiest place to get a turnaround either, but it's possible. It's still annoying.
Do you
not as bad as that 71 thing?
Do you remember when? And she's right. It's like you have to drive up to Lake Erie before you're allowed to turn around. It feels like it's an hour before you're able to make an exit. You almost just want to drive over the medium or what do you call the space between the northbound and southbound. Just drive right through the grass.
What do you call that, Dave Matthews Band? The space between.
That's right.
Oh,
so. What was I saying about the roads? Okay, so when we lived in the brewery district, right?
Yes.
Lived in or worked at.
When we worked there.
It's basically like we lived there. If we would ever come up to somewhere around here in Grandview, go to like Loops or something, you come back and you would hit 315 south for a second. You're on it for just a quick spurt. And then you've got to go eastbound on 70. So you have to, and then you have to get all the way over four lanes of traffic to get off to that brewery district exit that is exploded right now. Have you seen it over there?
Oh, yeah, it's all
construction. It's just an empty bridge. It's just construction.
It's all insane.
It's gone. Burned.
Yeah. I am glad that if you do live in German Village or have to work like south of 70 in the downtown area, I am sorry for any of your... Or if you have to get on that interchange at all, that's just...
71 south right there to Greenlawn has been a mess. The whole 70 right through downtown.
Yeah.
A nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to all of you that are dealing with that. We can't make that the tool of the week, but maybe you did. We'll read the tools of the week next. If you want to get a last minute one in, you can at manandbone971. Tool of the week next. The winner of tool of the week gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. Traffic and then tool of the week. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 23 at 270's South Outer Belt. And we also have some slow traffic on eastbound 670 between 315 and Neal Avenue, just a couple minute delay. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's 25 days of deals. Get 25% off select fresh cut Christmas trees this Saturday and Sunday because Lowe's knows deals every day. While supplies last, selection and availability vary by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. In store only, valid 12/2 through 12/3. I'm Nicole for 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
The best tool of the week is going to get a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus is your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. Timmy Hall is in for Common Man. Timmy, you ready to go?
Let's do it, Bone.
All right, we're going to start off with Emma Watson's bottom half, who says, my Cracko Flackaroonies.
Fills in the cracks and gaps.
My tool of the week is Sports Illustrated for naming Deion Sanders its Sportsman of the Year. Honestly, how far have you fallen, SI? My God, go to hell. All right. I didn't think he was a Sportsman of the Year. I've ceased to care about Sports Illustrated.
3 or 4 weeks at the start of the college football season. That was all anyone was talking about, but he had a very, very bad season at Colorado.
It was not good.
Very
at all.
Bad season.
It was not good at all.
Jordan gives his tool of the week, my fat guys.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Ooh. My tool of the week is T-Bone for not realizing that Tim Curry played in one of the Three Musketeers, played as one of the Three Musketeers, as a cardinal, Pennywise in the original, and he was in Congo, among other great movies. Hashtag just take
it. I will just take it. I just want to point out that when I was saying this, it was when I watched Home Alone 2 for the first time when I was probably like 12. So I'm just, or 10 or something. I forget what I was. I'm just saying. It. No, I did not know. I said I also did not know him from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Okay,
he was in Clue. He's also in Home Alone 2 as one of the not the bellhop.
That's what we were talking about.
I'm
saying we were watching, when I watched Home Alone 2 as a kid, I did not know he was in all this other stuff. I just knew him as the guy from Home Alone 2. And then I later grew up and found out, oh, he's been in so many other things. But yes, among them, that's fine.
I think of Clue. Home Alone 2.
I guess I'm not just taking it. So that's my bad. Go ahead.
All right, OSU AD Jizz Hornkamp. My Lint Lickers.
It's Division I football!
My tool of the week is Ryan Day, for obvious reasons, but I propose he does not deserve having his beard until he wins the game again. Mm. Hashtag shave the beard, hashtag babyface, hashtag bring back Kenny G.
Kenny Guyton.
Let's go. Kenny Guyton, smooth jazz. Jordan Spieth's skis. Hey. My former bangers.
Chubby time.
Thank you. My tool of the week is every restaurant or store that uses an iPad. All you did was put my food in a bag. And you want a tip? Maybe I should start asking my students and parents for a tip.
Yep.
Diarrhea, had a terrible day at school, and here are your tip options. Hashtag GTH.
Mike has said that he thinks a good name for a kid, specifically a girl, would be diarrhea. If we didn't know what diarrhea was, that's what he always says. If we didn't know what it was, and I...
Well, you have Rhea.
Rhea, but that's exactly right.
Is a name. Wasn't one of the actresses on Cheers a Rhea?
Rhea Perlman.
Yeah. You have Rhea.
Teddy reached for the headphones. He was ready to jump in. He was like, I know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to jump in.
I had the answer.
He had it.
Married to Danny DeVito.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's right.
Rhea Seahorn is the talented actress from Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Oh, she's one as well. You knew that?
I did, yeah.
Very good.
Oh, Rhea Ripley. She is the women's champion of WWE. She's from Australia.
Is that an R? H-E-A?
Yes. Rhea Ripley.
The end of Daya.
Right. Yeah.
That is it.
That's right.
All right. Tim Hall's meat slap is back. My guys.
Yeah, they definitely are monitoring his load.
Thank you.
My tool of the week is YouTube. They took down my channel because of how fast it was growing because a video I created that was using some content that was within the copyright guidelines said it was spam, scam, or deceptive to the viewers. So I had to create a whole new channel, hashtag GTH. Mm. I'd love to know what that was.
Oh. I would too. Now
what was the content?
I'm sad that we don't know. I guess we'll never know.
T-Bone's Running Club, my crew fans.
I've wrestled in North Korea.
My tool of the week is Joe Flacco. Mm. Flacco, my Cracko.
Hang on.
Flacco, my Cracko.
There you go.
For finding a new way to host the Browns. This time by playing for them. It wasn't enough to beat them all the time when he was still on the Ravens. So now he has to beat them as a part of the team. Let's go to Josh. My Hockhausen family rejects. Sorry, that was my mistake for awkward pause there.
That's
my tool of the week is Tegna for threatening our dearest common man for nothing more than being passionate about his fans and wanting to provide the best show possible. Hashtag commercials are for losers.
Well, all right, hold on.
We need them, though.
We need the commercials because this is free if we have commercials. If we don't have commercials, then everybody has to pay for it.
Then no free.
And then we don't get paid, probably. I'm guessing no one would pay for this.
Then we're doing it for free.
That's right.
Yeah, Nuckeye Butt. My guys.
You're going to see Graham, Cox. I mean, they're all just going to be like, hey, I got him. No, I got him. I want that sack.
That was too long. My bad. Go ahead.
It's okay. My tool of the week is Ryan Day. He talks all that smack about letting it rip and preparing to the whatever. I don't know what that means. Then turtle shells on some of the biggest plays in the game. Go for it on fourth down instead of kicking a long field goal and make McCord run for it or put in Brown. GTH, tool.
All right. There you go.
Let's go. Jason.
He throws Bo Bishop on the block here. He says, Bo, for telling me the past 5 years that it wasn't fun and wasn't a rivalry if the other team didn't win sometimes. I lived in the 90s and remember Harbaugh as a quarterback in 86. I know what a rivalry is.
Damn straight on that. I love Bo, but I completely disagree with him on that. 100%.
Let's go to John Berger here. Hashtag my guys.
Oh, my!
My tool of the week is NBC Sports. Sunday, I was trying not to have the MotoGP Championship spoiled before it aired at 3:30. At 10:30, NBC posted who the champ was. Here's an idea. Let Peacock customer watch the races only live. We need a better TV deal for MotoGP in America.
Oh, that's
hashtag
a gearhead.
GTH.
That's a gearhead
what
right there.
What is MotoGP?
It's the motorcycles, like on the flat track, like yes. Not on dirt. They're on asphalt. And they're the guys who lean over and their knees touch
yes.
As they're doing the turn. Those
touching
guys,
knees.
They're all in the leather.
Knees yeah, to asphalt. There.
That's the next
my
one.
Favorite punk band.
Knees to
knees
asphalt.
To asphalt.
Sounds more like an album, but sure, I'll give you that. That's fine.
Okay. Duke Silver, my most listened to Spotify podcast guys.
They got their hands on a lot of balls.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Mm-hmm. My tool of the week is the Greater Western Ohio Conference.
The GWOC.
Yeah. My kids' high school is playing for the state title today. The game is in Canton at the Hall of Fame Stadium instead of Ohio Stadium. It's double the drive for both teams. No Ohio geography or GTH. Yeah, they had to set that up.
I had to set that up a while ago. I know
though.
It's called the GWOC, but at this point, shouldn't you be switching that over to the GWOC? Oh my gosh, the marketing possibilities.
Mm.
The GWOC Championship sponsored by Chipotle. Easy. It's right there for you.
Every single snack bar has delicious GWOC.
Exactly right.
Right there for you.
You got to change it to the GWOC, I think, instead of the GWOC. Or the GWAR. A metal art band that dresses up as huge monsters. One of those things.
Let's go, Matthew. My guys.
Who is that? Who is that guy?
My tool of the week is Jeff Rimmer for the way he talked to you guys like you're supposed to be proud of the Jackets. It's hard to be proud when they play like crap. Hashtag Flacco my Cracko.
All right.
Spelled it wrong, though.
Just this
hashtag
time.
GTH.
Flacco my Cracko.
I'm only doing it today. You don't get to request it usually, but since we're working in Flacco my Cracko, I'm letting it happen.
Let's go to code. Flacco, my Cracko.
Oh. I moved off of it.
No, you don't even play that.
Flacco, my Cracko.
One day only.
My tool of the week is my now former employee for doing layoffs before the holidays. My former employer for doing layoffs before the holidays. I may have hated the job anyway, but still blanky to not wait one more month. Since Fish is dead, I guess I'll apply for his job. We can have the booze cart every day.
I like that. And I'm sorry to hear that you got laid off there, Code. I'm sorry, buddy. That's no good.
Man's droopy sack.
All right. Yeah, let's get one more.
My guys.
Yep.
Who's that?
I don't know.
My tools of the week are those Tegna...
What does it say?
Tegna bags.
Tegna tea bags. That's right.
All right. Tea bags. Sackies.
It's a tea bag.
It's a tea bag.
Like, take a sip.
Tea.
Have a little tea. Sip the tea, man.
It's the Boston Tea Party.
Sipping on the tea. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Man's I'll take it under advisement comment to Fish was an all-timer. Get a sense of humor. Hashtag save the station.
Right, hey.
I did like that.
Can't argue with that.
I'll take it under advisement.
That's right. All right, Timmy, you want to pick a winner on this?
Let's go. I feel like it has to be. Let's hook up Code. Code had a rough one, second to last there. Started with a Flacco, my Cracko. And wants to bring us the booze cart.
All right.
Got laid off. That sucks right
Code,
before the holidays.
We're wishing you the best of luck here.
Absolute drunken orgies.
Thank you, Karen Holbrook. Code is going to get a $50 gift card to the Walrus. Downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. Back page is next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane on northbound 71 north side after 670, causing about a 10-minute delay and some stop-and-go traffic from Broad Street. Also, slow traffic westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Final segment of the program. Timmy Hall is in with me. And, of course, Timmy also does the Buckeye Show, which we will have coming up momentarily for you right here on The Fan.
Because good news for the fine folks out there, though.
Well, it's the Buckeye Show.
30 more minutes of the Bone Man. He's staying with me.
Yeah.
How nice to close out the week, buddy.
Timmy was going to be solo tonight, and I said, Timmy, you don't have to do that. I'll stay in the studio for another 30 minutes. We'll talk two segments of Buckeyes. It's a shorty because of the CBJ. They play tonight. It is the Battle of Awful down at Nationwide. You can hear that. 6:30 is coverage start. 7 p.m. is when the puck drop is. Ottawa, the worst team in the NHL, only because they've played like five fewer games than everybody else. Jackets, just a couple points ahead of them. But they're not last. Rimmer told us that on Wednesday. They are not dead last. So, just, I don't know what will happen after tonight. They might be a little closer to, who knows, but Jackets.
Ottawa's won more games. They've won more games.
How many fewer have they played?
8 and 9.
How many fewer have they played?
A lot fewer.
Like five or six.
A lot fewer. Yeah. The Jackets are 7-13-4.
Gosh.
The math there. 24 games. Ottawa's 8-9. 8-9-0.
I'm looking on a positive, though. My guy, Kent Johnson, back.
Back.
Yeah. They brought him back, and they're all talking about
back
him.
Back to banging.
Here's the thing. Jackets, they like it when they have a young guy that they can put in their place. And then they can have that guy come back and go, hey, thanks for that. I played really well in Cleveland. They like that. They're not as big of a fan if, like, when you're here, you don't immediately just play the way they want you to. They like you to go through a little humiliation, which they did that with Kent Johnson. And he is being the bigger guy for it and said, yep, I got what I needed to out of that. I'm back. So I hope he plays really well, and I hope he gets to stay up. But mostly because I don't know Kent Johnson from Adam. It's just I want the young players on this team that everybody tells me are always good. I want them to actually become good and stay here.
I don't know. I don't know how to describe where I am with the Jackets so far. It's just, it's deflating when you can't even get off the ground. You're chasing the season. Would you admit that? I mean, I don't know how anyone could disagree. You start the season, you know that it might be a little bit difficult, but you're just hoping that you're not scraping the bottom of the barrel right from the get-go, and to have that devastating losing streak, and not just a losing streak too. You had the one win against the Lightning sandwiched around like 13 other losses, right?
Oh, I know.
Like, it wasn't just the losing streak. It was how many times you lost in a 14-game or a 15-game span, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Just brutal, right? Just brutal in the way they were giving up goals and blowing late leads in that stretch, sometimes in the final minute or the final seconds of the third period. How does that happen?
Yeah.
It seems like it happened to the Jackets way more often than anybody else.
Well, don't worry. They're close, though. I'm told they're close. They're always close.
Hey, it's a process.
Well, I like all the stats. They're like, you know, if you took away the last 4 minutes of third periods, they would actually be a point or two out of the playoffs.
Oh,
I also
man.
Saw one that said if you took away the entire third period, the Jackets, if you had the points totals after two periods, the Jackets would actually be leading the league.
Hey, if you took away the explosive plays in the Michigan game
the last two years.
They were fine. Defensively, they were fine last year.
You know what? If you didn't play any of the games, they'd all be technically in first place and last place, because then no one would have played anything and they'd all be even. What are we doing?
I'd rather be at the starting block, Bone.
I'd
rather have it
just
all ahead of us, because when you look up and it just flipped to December and you're with 18 points, dead last in the Metro, looking up at a lot of pretty good teams, Pittsburgh. The Penguins are the team that's right above you.
I know. Everybody's brutal, we're more brutal. Also, that's tonight at 6:30, 7 o'clock puck drop against Ottawa. Tomorrow night, you can hear the other professional team in Columbus that actually does things and wins trophies. They will try to do that again as they go for the Eastern Conference Final against FC Cincinnati, the Columbus Crew, down in Cincinnati at the Tickle, TQL Stadium. Coverage starts at 5:30. 6 p.m. is when the game starts. You can hear all the action with Chris Doran right here on The Fan, and you don't have to pay the Apple TV price. My official prediction
That's
for
crazy,
that game.
Though.
My official prediction. Crew win 3-1.
Ooh.
Oh, I think Cincinnati may get one, and then the Crew shut them down okay. and go to work, and they get three goals.
I'll go one below that, and I'll hope for a 2-1 win.
I'll take any win. I don't care.
Well, yeah, of course you will.
Just
yeah,
beat them.
This is MLS Cup. We're not. It's no style points
no,
here.
Just
home
win.
Game.
Win and get to MLS.
Game.
Whoever wins this game gets to host MLS Cup next Saturday.
Oh
so,
man.
Yeah.
Wow. Would that be amazing?
It would be a blast.
Lower. Oh, could you imagine it? What are tickets going to go for? Less than the Messi tickets, right?
A lot. It would be a lot. Yeah. It would be a lot. And I will try to find a way to get in there for sure. All right, back page. Let's do it.
The back page. The back page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy, take it away.
All right, this was a really hilarious one that came from the Giants Patriots game. That was a banger, wasn't it, Bone?
Yeah.
I don't know how many seconds of that one you caught, maybe if you had red zone on in the house, but a Michigan man, Jabril Peppers, former Brown too, he got caught. He has now apologized. Local media was talking to him today up in New England. He plays for the Pats. He apologized for a hot mic insult about his own team. And he says, I just got caught. He said, I don't think it was right that they put that out too, but Here was the situation. So, Giants, they got him, right? They beat the Patriots. It was an ugly, ugly affair. You got Danny DeVito, Liberty DeVito doing his thing for the Giants.
Tommy DeVito, yeah.
10-7 was the win. And as the players left the field, Peppers ran over to Saquon Barkley and just real quick just said, you lucky, we ass.
You know what, though? He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
They ass.
That's
right.
He's not wrong.
They ass.
Not yes. wrong. And the writer here of this article says, no lies told.
Nope, not at all.
This is the next one. So he's apologizing for it. He says, I know better. It's not a shot at anyone in the locker room. He says, I know I'm smiling, but I was very, very angry. I can imagine. It's embarrassing, like, to be playing that bad and to be coached by Belichick and you're like that. And he said, I own that and everything I say. But he did say, I don't think it's right that they put that out. A lot of things get said that they don't put out.
That's true. He's not wrong there. All right. Well, that's it for us until like 5 minutes from now when Timmy Hall will be hosting the Buckeye Show and I will be joining him. So stick around for that. That is next. See you on Monday. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
If you're in the downtown area on eastbound 70 between 71 West Split and Front Street, you can expect a couple minute delay and watch out for an accident on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at 315. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only and drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Podcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Buddy Wells. Hockey tonight, the Blue Jackets play the third of their three-game homestand. They'll host Ottawa at Nationwide Arena. Face-off is at 7 tonight. Our coverage will start on The Fan at 6:30. Conference Championship weekend in college football gets started tonight with two games. At 7, New Mexico State will face number 24, Liberty, for the Conference USA title. And then at 8, Oregon and Washington square off with the Pac-12 title and a likely college football playoff berth on the line. In soccer, the Columbus Crew take on Cincinnati tomorrow evening in the Eastern Conference Finals. That game will get started at 6. Our pregame game coverage with Chris Dorn will start here on The Fan at 5:30. College hoops, the Ohio State men and women are both on the hardwood on Sunday evening. The Ohio State men will host Minnesota for their first conference game of the season. It's a 6:30 tip-off on Sunday. Coverage will start on The Fan at 5:30. As for the 16th-ranked OSU women, they'll face number 20 Tennessee and Knoxville on Sunday at 5. Matt Andrews has your coverage on 1460 ESPN starting at 4:45.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Yesterday, if you missed the program, the podcast is there for you. Brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. How about that, Teddy?
Look at that.
30 seconds in,
great.
One sponsor down.
One done.
I am a pro. Yesterday, I asked large men to get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not fat men. I am one. Large men.
Tall men. Humans, yes.
Because you were talking about, what was his name, Wembanyama?
Victor Wembanyama. You can call him Wemby. A lot of people are just calling him Wemby.
He's 7'5". And I said, what must his pee-pee look like?
Because this is where your brain goes immediately when anybody mentions
look,
height.
Man, some people may pretend not to care. I'm very curious about such things. And so I wonder, is it proportionate to his body? Is it small if you look at him? Is it hanging to his kneecap? I don't know.
Well, that would be, I don't even want to think about how long that would be, but whatever.
But I had several people get in touch with me, and the answers sort of ranged. I mean, I appreciate the honesty from these people. I had some people over 7 feet tall saying it is what it's supposed to be.
What is that?
Very proportionate.
Oh, okay, okay, sure.
I didn't see photos, but...
Well, we take people at their word on this type of thing. I don't need you to necessarily photo verify it.
But then again, I had a couple people. I had one guy who said I wear a size 16 shoe.
Okay.
And I'm built like a field mouse.
Okay.
So there's that.
Very interesting. Now, I wonder, though, is he like 5'8 and has a size 16 and he just... The feet are just disproportionate to the rest of his body?
I think he said he was like 6'8".
Oh, so he's a tall guy.
Yeah, tall guy.
Okay.
Small peepee.
All right. Well, see, this is interesting. I mean, maybe to, you know, some people. It's interesting to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew this. Mm-hmm. Science does so many studies. I'm sure they've done studies on it. Where would one go to find those studies if one wanted to?
I believe we discussed it before. We had a whole segment devoted to the largest... Mang.
We did?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No. I blocked that out.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I forget what the exact measurements are, but...
Large.
Large.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.